Hello, everybody. Mr. Methane here. My bottom and I would like to bring you the season's greetings. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Glad tidings I bring to you from my ring. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Start today with Mr. Methane wishing us a Merry Christmas.
It's a one of a kind.
Lovely, lovely.
Nobody else is going to play that?
No, you're right. Nobody else.
Nobody.
I think if anybody. No one else. Not happening. What's poppin'? We're in the dealsinthed.com studios for another Drew and Mike show. And I have an announcement right off the top. And that would be that. If you wear a badge, or you did wear a badge, in other words, if you are a police, fire, first responder, EMS, American Coney Island is offering you free lunch, their Christmas gift to you, from the NBN News Network, the No Bullshit News Network, Luke Nowacki, and of course American Coney Island, who's serving it and cooking it, and Charlie said we could even say it was from us too. I had nothing to do with it. I guess I do. We're promoting it. 12 to 3 Saturday, American Coney Island. That's downtown in Michigan and Lafayette. And free lunch for, again, first responders, EMS, police, fire. If you wear a badge or you're a first responder, then they want to take care of you. I don't think you'd be real fussy about it either. So that's nice. And Joe Morasso came by today with our merch. I don't know when we'll, how do we separate? We have to separate it, I guess.
Wait, isn't there a promotions department that can do that?
The promotions department is going to get to it after the show because they're busy doing the show, apparently. But and the Drew and Mike store is open still. Now, there's no guarantee when exactly. You'll probably get it after Christmas. I would expect.
It's T-shirt time.
But I know the orders are coming in, and Joe's filling them as fast as he's in the merch department. Mm-hmm. Joe. Okay. He fills them very quickly, so... Anyway, there's that. And there's stuff. If you missed the Christmas ordering period, more is available.
Honey, I love you. I think you're a terrific girl, but you have clothes like a fucking dickhead.
I guess that would be the update for today. I don't think Dr. Roche is on, but I did get something from you today, and I'm going to throw it out there. It's the last few days of 20% off Botox, Dysport, and fillers, which... People like those things. You can freshen up for the holidays. 248-338-1110. I don't think they discount those things very often either. Those are pretty standard. And people do pay for them because they want them, because they look, fill in those wrinkles. And do a pretty nice job of freshening your look up.
I like their, they sent a little mailer with an elf on the shelf in front of the Botox.
I see that.
His little hand extended.
How adorable.
It's very cute.
They have gift certificates, too. They're closed Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But if you're interested in, I don't know, gifting someone with whatever it is they want, it's a delicate area. If people like that sort of thing, I'm sure they'd be delighted to get a gift certificate. And let's see. There's something going on in another network today, too. The Pete Davidson Network is reporting that, boy, there's two things that we really are struggling with in this world. Pete Davidson and Thomas Markle.
Yeah.
These two people are really taking up a lot of our time and energy as we're trying to put them together again or help them. And Pete Davidson came out today to say that he reached out to all of his SNL friends and that they didn't respond.
What?
And they don't care if he lives or dies.
Oh, my God.
So that is really, and Brandon went through their Twitters. None of them tweeted anything. Nobody's on social media when he said he wanted to leave the earth. Nobody responded. Chrissy, we're putting together their 90-minute live comedy show, which is probably the most difficult thing to do in entertainment.
Yeah.
But he's very angry at them. He lashed out at them today. Meanwhile, Lorne Michaels, the only thing we heard was that he's still trying to arrange help for him. But apparently he ignored his pain.
Why is it so hard to arrange help?
I don't know.
What the worst part, truly, is that I made some real friends here, and I'm not sure if I'm ever going to see him again.
Are they real friends, though? They didn't help him when he needed help.
What does he want them to do?
I don't know. But the thing
is, cancel the show?
You have to apologize because it's Pete Davidson, and he's going to leave the Earth. So you have to just say you're sorry and support him, no matter what he says.
Wow.
So, boy, it takes a lot of people to help this guy. Wait, he lives with his mom. Can't his mom help him? I mean, wouldn't you think there'd be a couple people that would be, instead of everyone? It seems like everyone has to somehow get this guy going.
I'm sure she's tried.
Thomas Markle, meanwhile, somebody, a rail biographer, issued a warning to Meghan Markle that she is going to be full of regret if something happens to Thomas Markle.
Well, something is going to happen to him. He's a zero.
I know.
I mean, what are the odds?
I wish I had a father.
I think the point is that this biographer is trying to point out that she's playing very poor odds with an unhealthy 74-year-old by not responding to him. But the palace is enraged, as we learned yesterday.
Enraged on whose behalf?
They're enraged at Thomas Markle for saying that the queen maybe should get involved.
The queen. I would say, doesn't she have more to do? But really,
no,
she doesn't have anything to do.
I know, it's so stupid.
She could, actually.
And the idea that they were running around having meetings about this appearance on Piers Morgan is like, why don't you just text him Happy Christmas.
Yeah, and be done with it.
Yeah, or FedEx him a card.
Ha, that's my dad.
You crack that door, Thomas Markle might just come flying through it and just start demanding a palace.
It's very, like I said, these two people are very complicated right now. It's everybody is tap dancing around the situations.
They are the eggshells.
It's really tough. I'm curious, I wonder if the Saturday Night Live, I wonder if anyone responded to that lashing out today.
Well, we know.
You can't lash out back.
Leslie Jones never responded to your tweet.
That's right.
And you tweeted, what about Pete?
Hey, Leslie, shut your fucking mouth.
That is a really good way, though, to get people to be sympathetic to you is to force them and then publicly humiliate them.
It's pretty brutal.
Good thought.
Dan Crenshaw reached out to Pete, so he did the right thing.
Yeah, I liked what he said, too. He's like, we're not friends. We don't go that far back, but he gave him a pep talk.
Yeah, he called him, talked to him. Dan Crenshaw seems to be benefiting a lot from Pete Davidson in the end. Seems to be the best thing that ever happened to him. I didn't even know who he was.
No one does.
So, boy, it's really, really tough out there. Oh, did you guys see that this Purple Heart Air Force veteran started a GoFundMe? We were talking about GoFundMe.
Yes, I saw this.
To build the wall.
Trudy had a brilliant idea.
Oh, yeah. Like at the playground, you can buy a square, have your name on it.
Oh, yeah. Like the bricks in front of Comerica Park.
Yeah. Michigan Stadium. Yeah.
So everybody who donates gets a piece of it.
That's a lot of bricks. I don't know if it's going to be brick. Brick's pretty expensive.
The guy who started the GoFundMe said if everybody that voted for Trump donated $80, they'd reach their goal.
That's easy. Surely they're all going to come forward. I was going to say $600,000 isn't very much money.
Well,
what's he going to do with the money when
they're going to give it to
lands
the,
at $2 million?
They're going to give it to the government. Well, if they don't hit their goal, it reverts back. Like when Jerry needed a speed gun and we only raised $200 for him.
That's right. Is the goal $5 billion? No, they got 1.6.
It's $1 billion. At least
$1 billion?
Yeah. This guy's
going... America where we build bridges, not walls!
Oh, Lord.
Is that the biggest GoFundMe ever?
I don't know.
$1 billion? That's a ridiculous amount.
It's not enough for the wall
anyway. We pay taxes. If there's a wall being built, it's ridiculous that we pay for it twice.
The biggest GoFundMe...
We pay taxes.
...is time's up.
Huh? Well, how much?
$21.5 million.
What was their goal?
$21 million.
What was the biggest goal?
Oh, goal? I'm not sure. The Las Vegas Victims Fund was also that's number two at $11.87 million raised.
See, these are legitimate GoFundMe.
I know, but people do sort of peter out.
I'm tired of that. Something new going on.
I wait until I, you know, people are really excited, and then I'm kind of like, eh, I can't do that right now. And then by the time days pass, it's yeah.
You saved yourself $50.
Impulse is gone.
You tell them the same thing you tell the Salvation Army bell ringer, Salvation Army bell ringer. Yeah, I'll get you on the way out.
Yeah. And it has always been my go-to charity.
And then sneak out another
on your phone. And then you pretend you're having a conversation on your phone when you leave.
Or I already,
I've ever done that.
Yeah, I gave it to the last bell ringer.
Yeah.
Quit bugging me. Very appreciative, are you?
That's awful.
Join us in celebrating the holidays with Zot Chrysler Jeep and Zot Dodge Ram's big finish event, wrapping up the year and passing on the most significant savings of the year to you, our loyal listeners. During this big finish event, lease the truck of your dreams, the all-new 19 Ram Bighorn Super Crew 4x4, completely loaded at just $169 a month. Or if Jeeps are more your flavor, you can lease a new 19 Jeep Cherokee Limited at just $149 a month. Finally, for the first time ever, Zot Chrysler Jeep will drop an additional $1,000 off the very best deal you can find in a brand new 18 Jeep Wrangler. The Jeep Wrangler, nobody discounts Jeep Wranglers, but Zot Chrysler Jeep's big finish, they do. So see details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
It's my dream truck, man. It's just, that's why I like.
And then save yourself some money at Hall Financial, because they did it, folks. Team at Hall Financial secured their 500 five-stars, still climbing. If you're looking to purchase a refi, you need to call our friends at Hall Financial. They are the best, averaging 14 days for closings, answering calls and emails on weekends and at night because they know you're busy and they want to get it done. Do it. Get it done. Home prices continuing to rise. Now is a great time to refinance and use that equity in your home. You can skip a payment, too. Check out this one review. A client left for Hall. It was a first-time home buyer. Didn't know anything. Chris and Nathan took their time to explain every question I had, answered all my emails and phone calls, day or night. I would recommend them to anyone who's a first-time home buyer. The team at Hall Financial is client-oriented and upfront, but don't take it for us. Go to drewandmikepodcast.com and click on the Hall Financial button to get the special Hall Pass just for our listeners, or call Hall Financial today. Find out details on how you can get five-star service on your next home loan, 248-308-5000. Be sure to tell them Drew and Mike sent you. NMLS number 1467435.
Do it. Get it done.
Exactly. That's I wonder if Manson's used in many ads, because he does have that very direct appeal.
Did you see there's controversy over Manson again?
What?
Yeah. Baby, won't you light my fire?
He's died. He can't do anything wrong.
The guy that has control of the body or the ashes.
Mm-hmm.
I live on another level.
Yes, you do. That guy, who I think he claimed was the grandson,
yeah,
is in a fight again with the pen pal who he fought over the ashes because the grandson refuses to take a DNA test to prove that he's Manson's grandson.
Wow. Whoa.
Dead at the age of who the fuck cares.
And the whole point is just who owns his licensing so they can put out Manson shirts.
Where are all the Manson products and the Manson tour?
Yeah, there should be.
Why?
Shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright.
It's been a year.
Here one day, gone one night, gone too soon.
I mean, they could really have, like, T-shirts with his sayings on it. Like, I live on another level, man. A picture of Manson. Who wouldn't want
do
that?
Do it. Get it done.
Do it. Get it done.
Oh, my God. That's a
I
great
bet
one.
They do really well.
We should start doing them.
Wait, isn't that Nike, though? Do it.
Do it. Well, get it done. Yeah, just do it done. And get it done.
Get it done.
Yeah, Manson said that before Nike said just do it, didn't he? Shouldn't this Manson guy sue Nike rightfully?
Well, he should have, yeah.
I'm on Team Manson in this one all the way. I heard that drop a long time ago. That's from a probation hearing from way back.
And of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. You don't get away with nothing, man.
Can we find out when Nike came up with Just Do It? I want to say that was after Manson. Plus, Manson only gets to talk every few years, so who knows when he first said it.
Looks like 30 years.
Oh, Just Do It's been 30 years?
It was coined in 1988.
Oh.
When was Manson's meeting?
Well, actually, that's right. Hearing. Remember where Just Do It came from, though, originally? Where the advertising company got it from? I know you and I have talked about this.
I do remember, but I don't remember.
The last words of Gary Gilmore before they executed him. He said, let's do it! And that's where they got it from.
Wow.
So did the Gilmore estate, do they get any money?
I doubt it.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Get it done.
Screw these people just because they kill a few people.
Don't do it.
brutal. By the way, Kim Kardashian's a big hero today because we're going to let prisoners out sooner. I don't know how many thousands and thousands sooner, and a number of other ones can get out sooner because of her meeting with Trump.
Her bipartisan meeting.
Yes.
Because that's what this is. It's a bipartisan
bill.
So Kim Kardashian bringing people close together.
Wow.
Closing the divide.
Like, aren't most people for prison reform?
I think so. Yeah, to some
degree. Fucked Ray J and Ash's fame.
Especially when it comes to drugs.
You know what?
The hard line the country took in the 80s.
There's been a lot of progress in that category. I cannot believe some of the violent people that get out. That's what makes me so mad. You know, like this guy, Nicki Minaj, is in love with, murdered somebody, raped somebody. He's out 4 years, 6 years, out.
You better get a lawyer.
Banging a rapper that's making billions of dollars.
You're going to be part of the Jesse Palmer defense now.
Great lawyer.
I didn't say anything about her defending another rapist.
The local guy
who's just dating a rapist.
Got out after killing
murdered four kids.
Murdered his family?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 16 years for a murder. I just thought if you murdered somebody, it was over.
Should be.
I think so.
Although, did you read the big article about women trying to get out and asking Snyder for, what do they call it? When they
Clemency?
Clemency, yeah. Did you see who was in that list of women?
Oh.
Trudy's favorite, Nancy Seaman.
Oh, Mr. Seaman.
Oh, who murdered her son?
Husband.
Her husband.
Robert.
Fourth grade teacher? Mm-hmm. Is that what she was?
Yeah.
She taught Zoo
school.
Yeah.
But she had him in the parking lot.
The thing that pissed me off about that story was in her trunk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Gross.
Oh, that's right. Oh boy, that was a weird story.
The article's really about battered women's syndrome and how you can't you can't even use that as a defense in court. And I was really interested in Nancy Seaman's defense, and they kind of
In her case, for example, I don't understand. You're too afraid to press charges, but you're not too afraid to murder the person.
That's part of battered women syndrome.
And then, shouldn't we be working on that?
And then cleaning up the mess. So they go through her whole defense and what she said happened.
Murdering the person is the... You can't take the law into your own hands. That doesn't work very well because we don't always know the whole story.
If you turn him in and he gets out and he murders you...
Well, I'd be ready to murder him.
That's what she said.
I think we need to change this so that people do the right thing.
Do you remember her story though? Her defense of what she said happened. They got in a fight over the landscaping. That's why she bought the hatchet.
Yes.
And then she came home, and the next morning, that's when she told him that she wanted a divorce, and he stabbed her first, and she fought back and stabbed. And the first thing she grabbed was the hatchet.
I would think the story's ludicrous,
and then she cleaned everything up and kept him in the trunk
and healed her stab wound.
Well, he had no defensive wounds.
I thought she said he stabbed her first.
I know.
Yeah, what happened to her stab wound?
I guess she was fine.
See, I just think if they really got in a fight and he would have killed her.
But the expert,
I find that hard to believe. She won in a fight, a murder fight with her husband. A
murder fight. Fight to the death.
Nice.
But they had an expert who testified in her case, but you can't, I guess there's something about the law with battered women. It's like, because you could just kill your spouse and say, I was battered. That's why I tried to hide the body and get away with it, because that's part of it. It's ludicrous.
I don't understand. It sounds really complicated to me.
Come on, man.
I don't know. It's an interesting story. It's in the Free Press today.
They also had the story in Brandon's Prep about what it costs to house an inmate in Michigan.
Yes.
$36,000 a year, and it's 19% of the general budget.
For the state, yeah.
Keeping people in prison. Now, it's not like I just want to let people out. Can't we get prisoners to do something more than make a license plate once in a while?
Well, what I learned from Escape from Dannemora is they used to make clothing.
I know this is really, I've gone to this a few times, but in Locked Up Abroad, when the guy tried to, I think he was trying to get hashish into Japan, and he got busted, and he was talking about being in prison there for 5 years, which is the worst thing. When he got out, he's like, there's no way I ever want to go back to prison, because he had to march every day to his work site, and they were a factory, they made goods, And anytime they moved anywhere, they had to march. And one day he didn't want to march, and they beat the shit out of him. And he was thrown in solitary, and he woke up like 2 days later, and he's like, oh, my God, I'm going to march my ass off. So I just thought, I like the marching. I think our prisoners should march.
Well, before
they'll do it.
Before you go to how much of prison is really a deterrent for someone committing a crime?
If it's shitty enough, you'd think it would be,
but it never is.
As soon as you drop the soap, they rip your butt.
They got all the drugs they want. They do all the boofooing they want.
Well, no, but you commit a crime.
They got guards and teachers that'll fuck them.
You commit a crime. You know if it's wrong, right, or wrong. For the most part, you don't think about it. You think you're going to get away with it too.
I was reading about the guy who had the street parties in New York. I can't remember his name. There's a documentary about him.
Yeah.
Gay dude in New York. He murdered.
24-hour party people. Isn't that the movie?
Like Party Sweet. People is what they were called. Anyway, he's got kind of a weird name. He's got some Twitter followers, too. He's out now having a ball.
Yeah, his story's weird.
He's got a podcast, of course. But
he does?
Yes, he does. With another dude.
Is it national?
I don't know how big it is. It gets a lot of attention.
That's a joke for one. Jim and I were talking about podcasts, and he said he knows somebody, and they're like, hey, my podcast just dropped today nationally.
Good luck with your podcast.
And we're like, every podcast drops nationally, actually worldwide every day. You can get a podcast from anywhere.
Yeah, but do people listen to it nationally? I mean, isn't that really what a national podcast
but
would be?
But you could say it.
Drop.
Yeah.
I know, drop.
It's on the internet. Drops. Of course it's
national. No.
I mean, like the Foo Fighters dropped an album, he dropped a podcast.
Yeah, nationally.
Nationally.
No.
Sorry, carry on. The 24-hour party people.
Well, that guy, he was on drugs the whole time he was in prison. He was doing heroin. He was having a ball in there. Mm-hmm. Now, if that fucker marched and he had to make stuff every day and they worked him out of the factory, he wouldn't want to be fucking in there again. This guy that with the hashish. He was so bummed from marching. Working his ass off for 8 hours.
I bet he was in good shape, though.
But what is the
normal? He was pretty pumped to be out.
What's the normal recidivism rate?
It's pretty high. Japan, I don't know. Can somebody investigate? I'm a proponent for the Japanese punishment system.
Japanese?
As of right now, until Brandon finds something different.
Something about them, though. They do not
From Locked Up Abroad. Trudy, you should support me.
I should. Okay, I do.
It's a TV show.
But they don't like to party. I mean, Japan is such a buzzkill when it comes to... Even just weed.
They're pretty harsh over there.
I know. What's up with them?
Yeah,
gentlemen,
loosen up.
I give you the Asian.
Ooh.
We'll say
compact,
this.
Hairless, and fiercely intelligent. The penises, while tiny, are extremely efficient. We're projecting 10 billion within 5 years. Also, there'll be different varieties that will all hate each other for some reason.
Do they eat just, like, regular food?
No. The opposite.
Japan's doing pretty well. I mean...
Sure.
I'm not sure about specifics. I mean, most of what I know is based on that Locked Up Abroad, but I was impressed. I mean, that was firsthand from a prisoner.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, they're doing fine unless you live in that area where that meltdown happened.
Oh, the Fukushima.
Yeah, oh, well, yeah. That was a bummer.
It's crazy.
Man, nobody's perfect. No country's perfect.
As if they had anything to do with it other than where they were located.
That quote, by the way, nobody's perfect. I read that today because I was reading about... Today's Keith Richards' 75th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Queef Richards.
Queef Richards.
Queef. K-W-E-E-F.
Is that the female version?
I don't know. Drew just started talking about Queef Richards yesterday for some reason.
It was just a...
Slip of the tongue.
Just a malaprop. Anyway, there's a story today about 18 crazy Keith Richards stories. Mm. And I have to admit, most of them I had seen before, but they're quite a collection. And he just stopped drinking. I don't know if everybody saw that.
Yeah.
He still drinks, but not
wine.
Like, he doesn't blackout drink anymore.
Oh.
He just has a few drinks.
How evolved.
I know. There was the ounce of heroin he was busted for in the hotel room in Canada where they had to wake him up, and it took them 45 minutes to wake them up and bust him.
A Jackson.
45 minutes.
He got an extra Jackson of freedom and got to crash for an extra 45 minutes until they woke him up and took him away.
That's nice of them.
He ended up doing a charity concert, and he got out of it. Then he says he went 9 days with no sleep.
What?
While making an album.
Oh, my God.
And he crashed. He said he was putting a cassette away on a shelf, and he just fell asleep. And he fell, hit his head on a speaker, and woke up with a pool of blood.
Wow. Wow. He hits his head
a lot.
Yeah, he has banged it around a bit, but there's a good story about that. In 67, he was busted on acid in Sussex with Mick, Marianne Faithful, and a few others. That was the whole, and a Mars bar, allegedly.
Oh.
She had a Mars bar. That was the story. I think that's about as accurate as Richard Gere and the Gerbil. Actually, I think Richard Gere and the Gerbil are more accurate. Is more accurate.
We had a first-hand account from Rachel.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, no, that was...
And Stallone dropped him off at the hospital.
Hi, Richard.
If it was still wrapped, I could see that, but unwrapped, it would melt. So.
Sounds delicious.
He snorted his dad. He took some of his... After he was cremated, he took some of his...
his dad's ashes.
Ashes, ground them up with blow.
Why?
And snorted them. Because he loved his dad.
I mean, if I die and you guys want to cremate me and store me, that's fine.
Oh, cool.
Wasn't too crazy.
Did I do good, Daddy?
About the idea. But in 73, he was busted in Chelsea with heroin, pot, pills, and a rifle and ammo. There's a story about him in the Boy Scouts. He was kicked out for smuggling whiskey into a jamboree.
Oh, my God.
Where he got into a fight and broke his hand.
When he was a kid?
Yeah, when he was a kid.
Wow.
Then in December of 65, he's electrocuted at a show in Sacramento. He touched a mic, and flames came out of the mic, allegedly from some short, and he flew backwards. They thought he was dead. He played the next night.
He flew backwards.
Keith Richards.
Like Marty McFly.
Something like that.
Back
yeah.
to the Future. Maybe that's where it came from.
Did you feel the electricity in the air?
Well, it was in 65, although that was Back to the Future, so who knows? 1975 tour was fueled by Merck Pharmaceutical, Pharmacoke. One song, one bump. That was his rule with Ronnie Wood. They would do one bump for every song. They had bumps lined up behind the speaker. Some bump area.
Anybody wonder, like, why do you keep going back there?
I know. He also had heroin lines cut back there. And he said, dirty fags, which are cigarettes laced with heroin.
Wow.
So,
good job, Keith.
The Pharma Tour. He hit a tree in his Bentley, and he had one hit of acid in his pocket. That was in 76, I think, and he was busted. And that was when he said, nobody's perfect. But he had crashed, apparently, fallen asleep behind the wheel.
Wait, what? When was he on something when that happened?
Probably heroin, but he had a hit of acid in his pocket. That's why he got busted.
Well, when the cops came, why don't you just take that hit of acid?
He forgot he had it. It's in his pocket. Just was waking up. Then the Australia tour in 1973, Keith met a single mom who had a pharmaceutical coke connection. He moved in with her in Melbourne because apparently their tour was within that area.
It's tough being a single mom, you know.
For a couple of weeks. He said that he took care of the baby while mom was working. And his quote was, there's some bloke in Melbourne who doesn't know I wiped his ass.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was a great quote. Keith and Bobby Keys doing drugs in the bathroom of the Playboy Mansion. They both crashed and woke up to the help banging on the door because somehow they'd set the bathroom on fire. And they opened the door and they had buckets of water. Then the three-day road trip with John Lennon and a lot of acid. And at one point, Chris Jagger, Mick's younger brother, said they were driving in circles for what may have been a very long time. Like around one of those...
Roundabouts.
Roundabouts, yeah. Then the Fiji stumble when Keith jumped out of a tree and hit his head, and he had to be flown to New Zealand the same day, 4 hours, for immediate neurosurgery. And Keith, when he woke up, said, I felt great. I didn't think they'd done the surgery yet. He was on stage 6 weeks later. Then there's the Chuck Berry incident when Chuck showed him his guitar. Keith picked it up and strummed an E chord, and Chuck punched him in the face and said, nobody plays my guitar. He said that was one of Chuck's greatest hits. Then in 1989, Steel Wheels tour. Backstage, they recreated an English pub with a jukebox, pub food, and shepherd's pie. And someone ate Keith's shepherd's pie, which he refused to go on stage. And they were 45 minutes late because that's how long it took him to produce.
45 minutes.
For Keith. Yeah, he waited a full Jackson. That may have been intentional. Mick was livid. And then... Keith met a model named Lil Wurgelis in the late 70s, who he said was incredibly funny, witty, and a great lay.
She sounds hot.
Yeah. He woke up one night with another room in the house on fire, which apparently was Keith's fault.
Oh, I remember. And,
oh, you remember that?
The fire story, yeah.
Yeah. He escaped out the window in wearing a short T-shirt. She was naked. Huh. And Anita Pallenberg's cousin picked him up. What's Anita Pallenberg's cousin doing picking him up? That just seemed kind of weird. His ex-girlfriend.
She was the secondary phone emergency contact.
The home was a rental, and the next day Keith said they returned, and there was a sign in the yard saying, "Thanks a lot, Keith. The house is completely burned down."
Oh.
Except for a chest, which survived, with Keith's passport, favorite tapes, jewelry, and his gun. And he said, "That was all I needed."
Oh, my God. he's the devil.
He is. He's very lucky. And then wrapping up with Joe Wood, Ron's wife, who said she met Keith while he was crushing pills and heroin, apparently. And she said he had a little water. He cooked them, filled a syringe, stuck the syringe through his shirt, and then looked up and said, "Hello, my dear. I've heard so much about you." Then she also said at a baby shower, she said, "My mom is coming, so please, no cocaine in front of my mom," which Keith was unable to hold to, because after dinner, he said, "Now for dessert," and pulled out a bag of Coke and put on the table.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
And Joe said, "I'm sorry, Mom, I can't stop him."
Wow.
To be little... Keith Richards, cool, man.
Answer this question.
He's
what is
cool.
The most unattractive male first name in the English language?
Keith.
Girl, you know that's funny. I never thought that name is cool, except with him.
True.
This is him playing with Lennon on...
and Clapton, right? It's just a rock and roll circus. I think Clapton... Oh,
yeah, it is. I didn't
Mitch
know Clapton.
Mitchell?
Mitch Mitchell, yeah. I always loved this song.
From the White Album.
What number is it on the charts?
Your Blues?
No, the new White Album.
Oh,
it been updating
was,
me.
I think it was number 43 last I checked.
Hey,
I mean, on the current charts.
Still there.
Reached number 3.
45.
There are about 20 albums, classic rock albums, in the Billboard 200 of current bestsellers.
Is that unprecedented? Has that happened before?
It's been going on for a few years.
Yeah, but...
Because album sales are so low,
yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Tom Petty's Greatest Hits is on there all the time. Thriller's on there. Abbey Road is always up there. Rumors.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Thriller.
Queen Greatest Hits 1 and 2 is like top 20 all the time. I think
that's
the movie
right.
helped to
right.
get up there.
Yeah.
Do you see who just put out a Greatest Hits album?
Who?
Well, they have Nine Arms. That's your hint.
Oh, Def Leppard did?
Yeah, and there's some new songs on there, too.
Ooh.
Really?
Did you see the new video?
Wait, they have Greatest Hits that haven't
even... Def Leppard sucks!
They have Greatest Hits that haven't been played yet?
Yeah, apparently.
Get ready to rock.
I always thought that was so annoying when they add the two extra songs as if they're greatest hits. And that's when Tom Petty raised hell with the record company. So I'm not fucking doing that.
Yeah, but he made Mary Jane's
Last Dance was the song.
Yes!
Oh, and, so here's to you. And Something in the Air, Thunderclap Newman, which was a hit for somebody else.
Do you like this new Def Leppard song?
This is not a greatest hit.
What?
I don't think so. So far. Maybe it'll win me over.
Did Joe Elliott do something about his hair? Good God.
It's natural. Looks great. What's weird about this new song is that this video has fans, quote unquote, lip syncing to it. How do they know the lyrics? Look at that dude.
It's a new song.
He's on the mic lip syncing. It's a Christmas song.
We all need Christmas.
I don't think I want a Christmas song on my Greatest Hits album.
It's maybe. Terrible.
Yeah. Lord.
Somebody emailed and insisted Eric Clapton's Christmas album has a really cool song on it.
Oh, yeah. Steve texted that over. Hmm. It's called Happy Christmas, and then in all caps, not to be confused with another album of the same name.
Give it a shot. I'm always looking for a new Christmas song. I'm skeptical, though.
That is disingenuous.
We went through the chart. Well,
this is a clip of it.
We do need some new Christmas rock music.
We're going to have to.
Ooh, that's not bad. But I haven't heard a word from you in
years. I do a Christmas playlist every year. Different
genres. Wait, he talks in the song? He narrates it? I think it's bullshit.
It's spoken word Christmas.
Song. Why am I struggling to find this stupid...
Well, meanwhile, Brian sent an email in and said, new contender for popular Christmas song, and just wrote, move over Mariah Carey. So I clicked on the link.
Yes.
And it goes to a YouTube video that just says, Little John featuring Kool-Aid Man. And it's a Christmas song. And I assumed that Kool-Aid Man was like the name of a rapper.
Mm. Right.
Wouldn't you assume that? It's not. It's the actual Kool-Aid Man.
Oh.
He's got a lot of gigs lately.
Little John makes me laugh. I don't know why. Remember he's on funny. The Celebrity Apprentice? Yeah. So he's sitting at the piano with a glass of Kool-Aid.
No, no, no.
Oh, yeah!
This is so
weird. It's that time of year again! Kool-Aid Man, you ready for Christmas?
Oh, yeah!
Yeah! Why?
There you go. That's a good one.
Do you think NIC's playing this and they're all Christmas music? They should. It's a little redundant, but.
It is my Christmas request.
Let me see if Kool-Aid Man starts rapping.
Let's I think it's like three quarters into it.
Oh! Did you take it over?
I didn't.
It was paused because my account is being used in another location.
Sorry.
Taking it back.
I'll try to get it up.
Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, yeah.
Is this not so dumb that it's funny?
Oh, 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 yeah.
Yeah!
Why?
Wow.
What does he want for Christmas?
Everything on his list, baby.
Everything on his list.
Catchy. Hey, he's a white Santa.
Hmm.
At Little John's house.
Well, he listened to Megyn Kelly.
I know.
Santa Claus is white. What are you talking about?
And by the way, for all you kids watching at home, Santa just is white.
What about Jesus?
Jesus was a white man, too.
Surprised in that survey that only 10% wanted Santa to be a female. More people wanted Santa to be transgender than female.
What?
Are those people just fucking around?
I don't know.
It has to be.
By the way, did you see the story about Huntington Woods and the drag queen story time?
We talked about it a little bit.
What's up with the people that aren't in favor of this? Why do they get hooted down? They're not allowed to talk?
Oh, is
you
that
have
what
to
happened?
I mean, this again, if you don't think a certain way, then you shouldn't be allowed to talk.
Oh, I didn't know. They got hooted
down. Yeah, they had a city council meeting something last night, and they all got hooted down. Five people testified. And some of them,
they
weren't crazy people. They were just questioning. By the way, is there some reason that people who aren't drag queens can't read Christmas stories to kids?
They can.
Then why is it called drag queen?
Well, I think that's just that version
of it. It's
the
hook.
Yeah.
Is it all drag queens, or is it everybody else, too?
I mean, I haven't been, but they do have drag queens doing it. And I'm sure they have other story time.
No, I mean, so only drag queens at this particular setting?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Have they been on Live in the D or the not? And they need to be, right?
How old are the kids?
I don't know. Well, what kind of kids go to story time? 3 to 6?
I don't know. It just seems that it's
I'm going to take Charlotte.
I mean, I'm not saying that it's not okay. I'm just saying I'm not sure it's a slam dunk. I don't really know. Do 3-year-olds really want to? I mean, is it a little confusing for a 5-year-old or a 3-year-old?
They don't really care.
They probably don't.
They don't really care.
That would be my guess. But I can understand somebody questioning it. I don't think it's absolutely outrageous to question it.
Sure. And if they do, if it does seem odd to a 3 to 6-year-old, they usually ask you questions about it, and then you can answer them any way you want.
Yeah.
But you don't have to go anyway.
No. Sure.
That's how you know your city is doing really well when your biggest problem is the drag queen reading at the library.
Yeah, I wouldn't picture that.
You don't
going
have
on.
Bigger problems.
I wouldn't picture that in Huntington Woods, but
could you imagine another city going, oh my God, we can't even fund our police and fire? And you guys are worried about this?
kids yeah. are going to grow up with some of these kids.
I think here's the story.
I think it was the mayor that got mad because the people were hooting down anybody who had an opposing view.
Oh, okay.
Which is weak.
Yeah, it's there. You know, people are allowed to think differently. It's not the worst thing in the world.
Well, as evidence that there is a drag queen story time. I mean, that is thinking differently.
Yeah.
Outgoing Huntington Woods Commissioner Allison Iverson says the drag queen story time program is too mature for preschoolers.
I don't know that these children are able to draw the line between what is a normal childhood experience where you can have fun and little boys dress in tutus and they run around the house are now questioning, does that mean that I'm actually a girl? That's what I'm concerned about.
Raven Devine has been hosting the monthly program since it began a year ago.
It really made me feel good that I'm also giving back to my community.
Is this hurtful?
Very. It's very hurtful because...
Oh. Toughen up.
People just want to be accepted.
When Drag Queen Storytime began, there was a wait list with an average of 35 kids per session.
Wow.
Library officials choose appropriate books and art projects for children.
Wait, why can't they read whatever they want?
I haven't had any issues with it, so this hate group, for whatever reason, found out about it and has been...
Because they hate them.
Demanding that the city
the
stop
people that
the
hate
program.
Them.
Altogether, which we have no intention of.
Are they an organized group?
City Commissioner Allison Iverson is not affiliated with the group Mass Resistance, but agrees the Drag Queen Storytime program should end.
I know that I'm being
this is an out-of-town group, I think, that comes
think
in and bitches.
That, you know, we have an obligation to share our opinions.
As for Allison...
I don't know who Allison Iverson is.
She's not even going to be a part of the
community.
You do?
I don't.
Oh. She's moving to Lake Orion. She's never came to the program.
Anything you want to say to that group?
Somebody did a deep dive on Allison Iverson.
And the city manager says almost
she's
all...
She's not even going to live here.
She's the outgoing city manager.
Nobody knows who the hell he is or she, although they put he, but probably that's a little disguise. That means it's she.
I think there's bigger and better things to worry about on both sides.
Speaking about mayors.
And people are going to think it's weird if that's you.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I know where Trudy's going.
Jimmy.
Adobe Cellophane, apparently working overtime. Why don't you hold that for just a minute?
Hey, it's the holiday season where people and families come together and wishes come true. It's why Hoop McInerney's Star Lincoln celebrates the season by hosting the annual Lincoln Wishlist Sales Event. In the meantime, Drew, read this story. This is going to make you furious. So back to the Lincoln Wishlist Sales Event. At Star, the amazing prices will make America's premier luxury car feel like it's their gift to you. The sport, Drew's laughing. The sporty MKZ-C, the new option-laden Nautilus, and the 2018 North American Truck of the Year, the Navigator. It's a line of SUVs that surpass all other brands. They also have the popular MKZ sedan. That's what I drive. I love it. I can't say enough about that car. And the legendary Lincoln Continental. Tis the season where Detroit's most accommodating and knowledgeable sales team connects you to the car of your dreams, featuring Jimmy D, our very own sales guy. Give him a call at 855-567-STAR or email him jimmyd@starlincoln.com. Be a part of the Lincoln legend. Come see Star's beautifully remodeled showroom. It's the perfect environment to shop, test drive, and take home the star of American luxury cars. It's the Lincoln Wishlist Sales Event. It's going on right now through January 2nd at Star Lincoln in Southfield at 12 and Telegraph.
Oh boy. Well, let's get to the mayor first. Yes.
Well, that's a great story.
Mayor. Yeah, this is amazing. Another Twitter search.
Selma Flair.
Yes. That's just Selma Flair.
Selma Flair.
Adobe Selma Flair.
I don't know because Selma that Flair. I think that audio was created by said program. So who knows what the real program
pretty
is?
Mixed up. They did a bad job on that.
It was funny talking to Brandon about this earlier. Brandon's like, I use Adobe all the time. There's no way you can do that.
Apparently the technology was being tested last year, but he said these things a long time ago. There was no Adobe Selma Flair.
No. It was in beta, and of course, when it's in beta, you're going to try and take down a mayor of a city.
You can alter voices right now. There's no way that someone is going to hone in on Jim Fouts specifically using any kind of software to change it and make it sound exactly like him. That's not a chance. No way.
Well, it really sounds like him, I got to say. And he has...
No, that was not me on the tape.
His unique way of saying some really rude things.
It's personal to me, just like being a fag is personal to somebody, being fat is personal to somebody, being a dimwit is personal to somebody. That is personal to me. It's like I've been raped. It's like I've been accosted. And then the goddamn Warren Weekly.
No, that was not me on the tape. Well, that was a manufactured, engineered tape by, you can do it by Adobe Stellaflare.
What is he talking about? Like, what is
it? It's like I've been raped. It's like I've been accosted.
He's mad at the media. Feels raped by the media.
That's what he's talking about. He's saying
like,
the media.
Like someone is upset by a fag or by a fat person. Well, he's upset by the media. I think that's what he's saying.
It's personal to him?
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I was thinking about this. That's like the only group he really hasn't attacked because he attacked blacks.
Well, fat people. I haven't heard him say anything about fat
that's
people,
true.
Has he?
What's next? Asians? Is that on his bingo list?
Maybe. Is this a big story? Because the last one just went away.
Free press.
I thought I saw that he already just said it's just the same old manufactured bullshit. That's it.
Yeah, he said everything.
Right, and that was really, there was no depth to the story.
No, that was not me on the tape.
Is he going to have to hide for a while?
No, he's like on Channel 4 at 6 o'clock today.
Is he?
I think Germont. Talk to him again.
Of course.
Probably under the guise of something else like last
you
time.
You can do it by Adobe software.
I hope the guy, he just peeks out of his office and then goes back in like that one time.
Yeah, that was hilarious. I think he thinks he's hot because he really does. He really comes down on people physically. You know, fat people, women are dried up, and, you know, everybody's a mess. But then you look at him, you go, what is he talking about? He's not that hot.
Think I want to date a fucking 60-year-old hag? Fuck that shit. I'm not interested in any old ugly hag.
I think
after a certain age, they're all dried up, washed up, burned out. It's
very hard to look at.
It was not me on the tape.
Is this guy just humping away like a madman on 28-year-olds?
Yeah.
That was a manufactured, engineered tape.
The one that he took to Chicago and then transferred her so she worked long enough for the city to get a pension and then transferred her back at a raise.
I just can't get over these girls in their 20s that date these ancient dudes. It's just so weird to me. Jimmy Page, I finished the Jimmy Page book, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Really good. His girlfriend is 27. He's 73.
He's Jimmy Page.
I know he's... You're okay. You're right.
That's
significant. I can see why she could dig Jimmy Page for a while, but is she going to...
He has a guitar and a fat wallet.
Jimmy!
I would think Pager would eventually want to be with somebody maybe a 50-year-old, so they would be able to maybe understand his declining years a little better.
It's on the precipice of being all dried up, though, according to Jim.
Well, there was a story about Mick Jagger's... I don't know what he's dating
now. He's got a 21-year-old girlfriend now, I think. She just dumped a 23-year-old.
And then one of them has just dumped Mick... For a guy that's 12 years
younger. Oh, yeah, and he's richer.
Yeah.
He has more money. He's a billionaire.
That's right. That was the story. But did you look at the pictures on that story and how ludicrous the partying looked?
Yes, it looked crazy.
I'll show you, Trudy. But it's Mick and this other rich guy and these two really young chicks. It looks really bizarre.
The other guy is like 60 or 57?
Yeah, I think he's 60.
Yeah, he looks younger. But still, it just seems so weird to me. I guess people like money.
Yes, that is a very sexy thing.
But that's... But for loose skin and old balls?
Yeah, you know. If you're giving carte blanche, though...
She sounds like Fouts.
A little loose skin here.
She's 23, this girlfriend that dumped Mick. And...
Is that the one who had the baby with him?
She did. He had a baby with a really young chick, like early 20s, recently.
Noor El-Fala is her name. She had a three-year relationship with Mick.
She's pretty hot.
And has dumped him for a lookalike billionaire, Nicholas Bertrand.
He does look like Mick Jagger. He does.
And Robert Redford a little bit.
Yeah.
How stupid do those pictures look? Where's the one where they're partying? That's the best one. It's loading. It's
what's his name
forever.
Again? Robert
Nicholas Berggruen, Berggruen.
He's a billionaire, but he's not singing Satisfaction a few times a week on stage.
He's a billionaire.
Oh, this picture.
Ultimately, the hottest thing about him. He's not bad looking.
Skin and
he looks okay.
Old balls, gross.
Did you dig that guy?
That guy?
Yeah.
Sure.
But maybe she couldn't get another billionaire. I don't know.
Oh, hell yes, she can get it.
There's a lot of young billionaires now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is she hot enough to get a Young Millionaire?
Maybe not. She's not that hot.
Wait a minute. How? Pretty hot. She's 23 years old?
Yeah.
Jimmy Page's chick is very hot, I thought. This Scarlett, picture. Her name's Scarlett.
Look how stupid that picture looks.
Oh, my God.
It's Mick, this girl, Noor, I'll follow, Ronnie Wood, and his wife, Sally Humphries, who's...
She's 40.
Yeah. Right. She doesn't look older than 30, though.
What? Wait, that picture there, that's her with a billionaire.
No, no, no. It's over here. You'd have to...
I can't get the picture.
It's on the Daily Mail. Click on... There's a link on there to click on the Daily Mail story. See? Down.
Yeah, that looks pretty stupid.
Down. That one right here. Yeah.
Like, what is she doing with the old people? Is she at a senior center or something?
What are both of them doing with them?
Senior center birthday party?
She's working at a senior center.
Yeah. What are they, on a private jet or something?
I think so. It's just dumb.
Yeah.
It's dumb unless you can, you know.
Not getting that.
I mean, if you get pregnant and have his kid, then you've got a lifeline.
Well, she's pretty hot. She looks pretty good.
Do you think she's getting a billionaire closer to her age?
There's a lot of 30-year-olds who are rich. There's rich 30, 35-year-olds. She can't find a rich 35-year-old that meets her financial needs. I mean, wouldn't you think?
Sure.
If money is everything?
Maybe it's not. Maybe she's in love. Maybe they connected over...
This girl's been with Pager for like 3 years.
Pager.
Kills me. He looks old, man.
What's his hair like now? Is it still the...
It's white. He's got a
Asian
ponytail.
Still look Asian?
He looks Asian, yeah.
That is so
weird. He looks okay. I mean, for 73-year-old, he looks pretty good. And he is Jimmy Page.
Oh, she's gross. Isn't she?
Not gross.
He could do better. He's Jimmy Page.
Oh, come on. She's 27.
Yeah, but he could find a hot 40-year-old. Oh, she's hideous.
Oh, you don't like
her
red
hair. She looks like the girl from that Brave movie.
Oh, Merida?
Yeah, that's what she looks like.
Look at him, though. He's 73. I mean, really?
Oh, God, I'd rather date him than her. She's gross.
He's got a little bit of a...
He's Pager.
He's the Pager.
He has a little bit of an aura there, you know?
He does.
I think that's ear hair. Coolness. I think that's ear hair.
He's all dressed in black, too. He still looks relatively cool.
Jacket.
Yeah.
Pager! Plus, he can just pick up an electric guitar and just start wailing.
Sham!
And he's still, I mean, as of the O2 concert, he sounded... I was watching some clips from that. They sound amazing. In that O2 concert.
That would be super, super exciting if you're dating Jimmy Page. You just like...
Yeah.
Wailed away.
You could just watch the O2 concert over and over.
Do you think she pretends she never heard of Led Zeppelin when they met?
Yeah, she could.
She might have said that. Up. Who knows? He met her at a poetry reading, I think.
Oh, boring. God, is there any good redeeming quality about her?
I know.
I
fell out of love with her vicariously after reading that.
He had to go to weeks of poetry readings before he found anybody,
Gross.
By the way, in the book, they're talking about the Stairway to Heaven suit with Spirit. And, you know, I had wondered... What is that suit worth? You know, why they keep... Because they're re-pursuing it. They're trying to take another angle now. I think they're trying to get another case going.
For Rendi, California?
Yes. That song has made, I think they said, $560 million. The song Stairway to Heaven is valuable song in the Led Zeppelin catalog, and it has earned over $500 million. That song.
That song.
It's ridiculous.
And the Spirit song?
Spirit song, not so much. If anything.
God.
But $500 million?
Yeah.
One song? That's incredible. And, that, you know, Led Zeppelin songs are showing up in a lot of places now. There's, what's the movie? The Short?
I haven't seen it.
The Short?
It's about the market being shorted.
Oh, The Big Short.
Oh, The Big Short?
The Big Short.
Yeah. The Big
Short.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a lot of stars in it. It's a pretty good movie. Right.
And Thor Ragnarok.
Immigrant song.
Yeah, that rules because it's, you know, like choreographed in a big fight scene. You know,
cool.
It totally works.
Well, they used When the Levee Breaks in The Big Short.
Yeah.
And they really wanted When the Levee Breaks, and apparently it's got a long run up, like in the evening, which Mark was complaining about, which I love. But
the drum thing.
Yeah, When the Levee Breaks.
Yeah,
and apparently all the instrumental part is airing at the end of the movie, and as soon as the credits roll is when it kicks in.
Oh, cool. Hmm.
And they showed the trailer to Jimmy, which had When the Levee Breaks in it, how it would sound, and Jimmy said no initially because it was edited, and he doesn't like Zeppelin songs edited in movies.
Huh. Come
on. He doesn't like how they edit them.
Come on, complaints. Pager.
I know. Come on, Pager! But he did eventually relent, and they used the whole song straight through in the credit, I guess at the end of the movie.
Wow.
I don't remember that. I know, what a great song. Pager!
I have a confession. I knew this beat before, from another song before I knew it was a Zeppelin song.
Oh, sampled in a song?
Yeah.
The Beastie Boys?
Oh, yeah. And I always thought it was a Beastie Boys song until I really got into Zeppelin. Uh-huh. It's like 12. Let's see if I can find it here yet. It opens License to Ill.
Huh. You know what? I'm trying to remember who drums in the Beastie Boys.
Mike D.
This might be the song where he actually does that part.
Oh, really?
He's copying it. But he did it. They were saying there was one, and I think it was a Led Zeppelin song that said he reproduced it perfectly and was quite proud of it because he was not normally able to do that.
It sounds different, though. His drums sound different.
Yeah.
Like, maybe the way they were produced.
By Ruben.
I've yet to hear a sampled song where I'd rather hear the sampled song than the actual original song.
I kind of like it.
Huh. So I'm gonna find one.
Well, I don't just
I have homework
like it.
Now.
Just don't try that hard.
I'm just trying to think of a song you hate and if it was sampled in something.
Well, I'm not saying I don't like it in the sampled song. Like, even Pop Goes the Weasel, I like the Sledgehammer.
But you like the original
But I like
better.
Sledgehammer better.
What's a song you really hate?
Pop Goes the Weasel.
Oh, I know.
Is that Ace of Base? That's Ace of Base.
That's Ace of Base.
I know.
An MC Search.
Oh, my God.
Did you say Ace of Base?
Ace of Base.
Third Base.
Third what? Base.
Ace
Third
of
Base.
Is,
that's right.
I saw the sun.
Oh, yeah.
And opened up my mind.
Oh, think of those two mashed up together. Woo.
Pop goes the weasel, and the weasel goes pop.
Saw the sun.
Heard that song. I forgot where I heard that song recently. I actually kind of liked it. I remember it on MTV every 5 minutes.
I worked in Boston. They had a street festival. They were one of our performers.
Oh, Third Base was?
Yeah,
really?
These guys. Mm.
Well, the Searcher was on. He was on the radio.
Searcher,
here.
Yeah, he's on JLB. He's a good dude.
Yeah, he was real nice.
I liked him.
What song was that?
I saw the sun.
Oh.
I don't know why you killed it so soon.
Oh, sorry.
There's got to be a song that you... I'm trying to think of songs Drew really hates.
Well, if I hate it, I don't know if I'm going to like the sample. I mean...
Well, no, you said you'd rather...
That's
how
like
you
get better.
You said you'd rather hear the original one. Drop. Why not take your top 10 pop hit? Fix the music and make sense, this rhymes fit. I guess it's the fact that you can't be autistic. Intricate raps becoming so simplistic. I got a strong mind, it doesn't have to be spoon fed. And I can read, it doesn't have to be read. So some stay illiterate and feeble, legally licked. You go the ways of the weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel. I wonder if I like this song without the Peter Gabriel sample. Sure.
I wonder if I would have noticed it. It's okay.
Well, did you like any of their other stuff, like Step Into the AM or Brooklyn Queens or The Gas Phase?
I remember a couple of their other songs being on MTV.
Anything from the Cactus album?
No.
I don't think I noticed it that much. Who are we going to call the other day? There was the Elton John lady, and then there was another.
Oh, Colt's cousin.
Oh, Colt's cousin.
90 Day Fiancé, yeah, but there's an even better one today to call.
Who?
The lover, the pool, the guy that stocked Rock Hudson's pool, his boyfriend, has broken his silence.
Oh, it's about time. What's his name? I saw the article in the Daily Mail.
Is it Paul or is that his husband's name?
Paul's his husband. His name is Lee.
Lee.
Hey, look at Fouts on TV. Look at that shot
of him. Oh, gross.
Did he grow an afro by accident?
A little fro. On half of
I
his
bet
head.
You, oh, man.
His hair is like... Six
he's got
inches
really
high.
Weird
his hair starts
it's bizarre.
I think his neck size is like 8 inches, too. It's like really small neck.
Did you notice that?
Yeah. I feel like you could pop his head off like a dandelion.
Maybe that's why he's growing the fro.
Where is that? There it is. Don't you think you just pop it like you just go up to him?
Is that a current picture?
I don't remember seeing that picture before.
Is he wearing an afro wig?
It has to be current.
Yeah, like a yarmulke. It's set so far back.
Because he's talking about the Civic Center, which is what his latest thing is.
Needs a haircut.
They're building a second Civic Center in Warren?
Yeah, why not?
How many cities have
you got to put Center. Those cages somewhere, Trudy.
Does that tie match that shirt?
Oh, this is actually a pretty dope pickup for a white person.
One more time.
The shirt is checked.
Hey, I'm not going to question his style. He's banging 20-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's a look now.
Is that really?
Yeah, it is.
Is that a good look?
No, that not.
Not for him.
No.
I don't like that look.
Yeah. I don't either.
I would go with a one-color shirt myself.
You can mix. I don't think you can mix prints like
that.
Oh,
it's the thing now, though.
Okay, maybe the thing, but does that mean it looks good?
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't think he looks good.
Why can't he get his young girlfriend to dress him?
His tie looks
I don't know
a little,
if I trust her choices.
Doesn't his tie look a little thick, too?
Yeah, his tie.
Well, that's because he's so thin and hot.
Maybe.
In contrast to his neck.
He gets hotter, too. He works out every day.
Oh, that's right.
He walks. Does he walk 4 miles?
But
or
you
something?
Can't stop him because then he'll have to start all over again.
Yeah, don't bring up his racist comments when he's walking because he can't be interrupted in his.
You know, blacks do look like chimpanzees. I was watching this black woman with her daughter, and they look like two chimps. Their mouths were elongated out, you know, a duckish look.
God.
No, that was not me on the tape.
If you had Adobe,
gives that a lot of thought.
If you had Adobe Cellamaflip player.
Adobe Cellamaflip.
And you were trying to bring down Mayor Fouts for whatever reason. I don't know why you would do that with the beta version. Wouldn't you come up with something even more overtly racist and way over the top that would actually work and get people mad? Or would you do the chimpanzee?
It doesn't
one?
Seem like Warren is the best place to get upset with that. It seems like you might want to do. You might want to take
probably
a
helped
different
him.
Approach. Isn't Warren like 98% white or something?
Yeah.
It's pretty white bread.
Yeah. And there's a lot of dried up people there too, apparently. Did you see the story that's going on Channel 4 right now? This is what I was suggesting when the pot thing became legal.
But to buy some chocolate, get some pot?
Yeah, you can give away pot. So why doesn't someone just make something and then give away pot?
Oh, is that what they're doing?
It seems like a loophole that would be obvious. That's almost so obvious that
delicious.
It would be illegal. What, the weed or the
that's some good looking weed. They both look pretty good.
Let's see.
Chocolate shop in Ann Arbor is run out of a loft. Let's check it out.
Oh, you gotta love a chocolate store.
Do they have a business license?
Hello?
Hi. Come on in.
Is that zoned properly for that kind of business?
Mark Bernard is a
college
student.
Can you oil that front
door too? He's running a unique online business right out of his quaint loft.
Apple started in a garage. Facebook started in a dorm room. I just so happen to have a loft.
You're not
Facebook. Bernard doesn't need a lot of space.
We don't produce the chocolate, so we don't need a commercial kitchen.
He just needs an internet connection to sell the sweets.
This is the office aspect.
But when you buy some chocolate for $10 to $15.
Is the air conditioner in the
you
window?
Also get some
that's
weed.
Not a good look.
Anyone can pay the price for chocolate, but the only people getting gifts are people who are eligible for them.
Like the way he
Bernard
spells his first
launched
name,
the business the day recreational marijuana became legal in Michigan. He hired privately contracted drivers to deliver the
brilliant.
Chocolate and gift the marijuana.
And someone posted me to Reddit, and from there, orders started taking off.
Yes,
my
it
idea.
Did. With $1,600 in sales in just a couple of days, Bernard had to shut down for a bit. He's now hiring more employees to take Smokes Chocolate to the next level.
Can he get central air?
We want to grow, we want to expand, and we want to stay legal.
Yeah, can you get your own office space?
A pretty sweet idea to break into a brand new industry with chocolates.
Oh.
1 ounce of Purple Opal, 2 ounces of Fisherman's Friend, and a 1/2 ounce of Alabama Kush.
There's a story in the Times today about this guy who lives in Carpinteria, California, which is, you know, like right in the Berkeley area, I guess. And he's furious, and so is his neighborhood, because of the smell of weed.
What?
Wafting, the commercial farms now are overwhelming.
Soft.
That is nice. That is nice.
Dead skunks, they say. And I have a... Hangs in the air.
Dead skunks.
I don't think pot smells that bad, though, when it's in that form.
No, when it's...
Really that awful smell?
After it's ingested?
They have.
No. I do love the smell.
Here's a picture of him. He has to wear a respirator.
Oh, his wife
wear a respirator because of the odor of the weed.
Oh, really? That, dude.
Really?
Oh, I love that smell. Yeah.
Soft.
How old is that kid? He's not even that old.
I love the smell.
Oh, he's a like homeowner. I don't know.
I expect him
40s.
To be like 90.
Oh, I know.
Smelly, but I love it.
I think he does. He can leave the respirator at home and probably if he can't survive without a respirator, he's not going to survive long anyway.
What a baby.
Can I ask a question about the chocolate business?
Yeah.
Doesn't pot cost more than chocolate?
Yeah.
So how is he making money giving pot away with chocolate?
He's really selling the pot, though.
Yeah, it's like when you get the...
Well, he's going to get busted for that.
No, you legally can't sell pot. That's why he's gifting it.
He's overpricing the chocolate.
Aren't they going to bust him for that, though?
Well,
because if his price for chocolate is extremely high and would seem to cover the pot, then he is selling pot.
It seems like the most obvious loophole that it wouldn't be possible to do so.
I think he'll be. I predict he will be shut down.
Shut down.
Yeah.
It's like they do with the ticket scalping, getting around it by selling it as a limo.
Exactly.
Excuse me for being a fucking businessman.
Can you look up the price of his chocolate? His quote unquote chocolate.
Yeah. What did he call
it? I'm not mad at him. I think he's it's a cool loophole, but I think he's gonna be shut down.
Great minds.
I wouldn't have done a story on Channel 4.
What's the name of the thing?
Oh, Joey's already on it.
That's interesting. did you finalize your order?
Put an order in right now.
On the draw in that store.
Put an order in right now, Joe.
Not back till the 21st. So.
Oh.
Wait. Then that was a terrible time to do an
interview. Looks delicious.
Yeah, that was. He just lost business.
What's the name of the guy's company?
Smokes Chocolate.
All right, while you're looking, it is December. Which means all the good boys and girls get a visit from Santa himself. And Zot Ford and Jolly Holly is celebrating their Built for the Holidays sales event. During this sale, you pay what they pay. In other words, you don't have to be an employee to get an employee discount on select vehicles. For example, lease a new 18 Ford Escape as low as $123 a month. No plan, no problem. Or lease a new 18 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4 as low as $144 a month. No plan, no problem. I asked Maz yesterday, if you add a plan on that, will they take a loss on the car? And I don't think that they do that. Because they're already giving to you at their cost. Don't delay, because once St. Nick finishes his holiday gift giving, Zot Ford's Built for the Holiday sales event will be finished too. And that is at Zot Ford in Holly. And give Maz a big hug. Don't go into the mistletoe with Maz, please.
Sound like a warning.
Weird.
Well, I don't think Maz is dangerous. Just want them to get...
He's got cars to sell, not people to make.
Exactly. Facing divorce or custody issues, you need ADAM, the American Divorce Association for Men. They've been protecting men's rights in divorce and custody matters for nearly 30 years. They've been supporting us almost that long. Visit them on the web. Read some of the reviews from satisfied clients with phrases like professional, accessible, responsive attorneys. They put me at ease and cared about my case.
Great lawyer.
They saved me from losing everything I had worked for. Call ADAM. Let them educate and guide you through this difficult process. Call ADAM at 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-ADAM. Or on the web at AdamDivorceLaw.com.
And do it now before the end of the year. Isn't there like a divorce boom going on because of the tax law?
Oh, is that right?
There's a story in the paper about...
I thought all the tax laws ended last year. Did they put some off for a year?
Yeah, and you can't write off alimony now?
Consider that a divorce.
I know you could.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not anymore.
No shit.
Nope.
It doesn't seem like that would help regular people.
Well, you get a larger standard deduction.
Oh, okay.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
So Smokes Chocolate, $15, $10 to $15 for a piece of chocolate.
For a piece of chocolate?
I don't know how much weed you're gifted, though.
The
amount and type of marijuana offered up is to the driver's discretion.
What?
Well, what if you get ripped off?
Driver's discretion? What?
That's like when I was a kid and I went to the Upper Deck, which sold baseball cards.
Yeah.
They would have mystery envelopes. It's like $5, but you don't know what's in there.
Sometimes
it'd be a fucking common card. Yeah.
Shit.
Loot boxes.
What?
It's just like loot boxes right now.
What's that?
Loot boxing in video games, where you purchase a loot box, you buy loot boxes and you don't know what the hell you're going to get. So basically it's gambling. It's exactly what you just said.
Do you get anything that you really like ever?
Sometimes. But sometimes you have,
Yeah, but what if this guy's giving out garbage weed?
Exactly.
Well, it's still a gift. Who are you going to complain to?
Let's see. I need to get that NFL, that story about the NFL player. Oh, boy. People lost excitement for NFL player Charles Leno Jr.'s romantic proposal to girlfriend Jennifer Roth after her alleged racially charged tweets resurfaced.
He is a black player for the Bears. She is a white woman. And Maz hated it, by the way.
Yeah.
He hated the proposal.
He likes it when people propose on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like it when a player does it on the sideline.
Here's his proposal. He does mess it up. There he shows the ring, which it looks like from Tim.
There's something else messed up about it, too, I have to point out.
Meanwhile, his teammates are praying in the middle of the sea on the 50-yard line while he's proposing.
What, for an injured player?
No, it's after the game.
Oh, okay.
So he missed the prayer. It might be before or after. Propose?
I noticed this because I liked her look.
Yeah, very well.
Yeah, she looks cute.
You are good.
He said, would you like to be, and he repeated his own name. Why would she be junior?
You accept? I love you, baby.
Why would she be junior? He also...
Tomorrow night, I am proposing to that dirty whore.
I think you could do better.
Actual audio.
You think he could?
Most people cheering have not seen the racially charged tweets yet. It's after the Bears won the game and won the division, yeah. And so everybody's excited.
It's a happy story. No,
Bears are going to kick some ass. Yay!
The Bears lineman proposed his girlfriend 5 years after beating the Packers in front of a roaring crowd. He kneeled on Soldier Field, his team's home base, presented with a ring. Jennifer Marie Roth, would you love to be Jennifer Marie Leno? Wait, so she doesn't take her maiden name with his name? She goes by Jennifer Marie Leno, not Jennifer. She's Jennifer Marie Roth. Wouldn't she be Jennifer Roth Leno?
Junior. Huh.
Junior.
I don't know where the junior comes from, but
he goes by junior.
But if she's Jennifer Marie Roth, would you love to be Jennifer Marie Leno? Wouldn't she be Jennifer Roth Leno?
Well, her middle name's Marie.
But would she take her maiden name? Why does he leave Roth out? He leaves her maiden name off. Her
name. Yeah, because
maybe she's not.
She doesn't want her maiden name.
Two name kind of a
person.
She's
old school.
Are you assuming that everybody's going to be hyphenated?
Well, my mom took her maiden. My mom's maiden name became her middle name.
Oh, that's really? Not,
is that uncommon?
Oh. I thought you just dropped the maiden name.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Really? Oh, okay.
Julie dropped her maiden name.
Oh, so she's Julie, her original middle name, and your name?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then my mom did the same thing.
Nobody keeps their maiden name anymore?
No, but that's pretty progressive.
My mom's not. No, she wasn't hyphenated. She just
made it her middle name.
Yeah, that kind of seems like a hyphenation without the actual.
No. I don't think my mom was.
Brandon, you're going into dangerous territory.
My sister will correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong about
it. I think it's more common now. Than it was even back then.
Yeah, but Drew's mom was progressive.
She's very progressive.
So your mom, Trudy, kept her middle name? Her original middle name?
Yeah.
Okay.
She didn't go by her.
I may be wrong.
I guess mom do knows best.
Wait, did your mom get rid of her middle name, or does she have two middle names?
No, I think she used her maiden name as her middle name.
So what happened to her middle name? She just blew it out?
I think she was blown out.
Wow.
I didn't like it.
Oh, it must
middle
have been terrible.
Middle names kind of suck.
Might have done a shitty
what was
job.
Was it Adolf?
I think it was
Adolf.
It was Ellen.
See ya.
Ellen? That's a good name.
Jane Ellen. I don't think it was blown out.
Wow.
So anyway, will you accept? I love you, baby. Roth excitedly accepted, and the Bears tweeted a video of the proposal, which viewed millions of times. Why do people view it millions of times? Whatever.
Because they love.
On Good Morning America.
But soon, Twitter started hunting through Roth's timeline and found racially charged tweets.
No, Twitter did not start doing it. Assholes on Twitter.
About tweets from 2012 about ghetto people and her use of the N-word. It's funny how black guys treat white girls on the campus, Roth tweeted.
Trust me, I did the same thing, Drew. I had to reread that sentence like 10 times. Wait, it doesn't make sense.
It's a dumb tweet, too. It doesn't make sense.
She has a grammatical error.
Funny how black guys treat white girls on the campus, Roth tweeted in 2012. It makes me want to go back to talking to white guys. Oh, what's wrong with white guys, bitch?
Well, they're.
Well, she can't talk to white guys.
No one cares about the whites.
Maybe their dicks aren't as big.
And black guys? Other tweets.
She's
bitches.
Racist.
Bitches, they think they slick, but when they, she's got an interesting patter, doesn't she? Bitches, they think they slick. Is she a rapper? But then they act like N-word, and if you pillow talking with the women, she's really straight, isn't she? That are screwing you. If you pillow talking with the women that are screwing you, just know that she gone tell another N-word that she was with you. She threw with you.
What?
Damn, he was black.
All my N-word took a loss tonight in the NBA. You believe that shit? All because some lame-ass N-word tweet that shit.
What? She?
And tweet? These hoes be acting up and these N-word be letting in.
I think you're more of a racist than I am.
What the fuck? What does that mean? Roth also allegedly tweeted, ghetto people are always naming their kids after stuff they can't afford. Mercedes, Diamond, Bentley, Pearl, Light Bill, Rent, Car Insurance.
Light Bill?
Kids are named Light Bill and Rent?
No, that's
hey,
a joke.
Car insurance, how you doing?
It's a joke.
BET published other screenshots of Ross' alleged tweets, which among them, other comments, I like seeing white guys with black girls because mixed babies are so cute, LOL. Is that racist? Is that wrong?
That seems progressive. They're kind of cute.
Ross Twitter's private employees of City Barbecue in Deerfield Illinois did not return Yahoo Lifestyle's request for comments.
Oh, come on.
Should we call City Barbecue? Is that where she works, I assume? City Barbecue in Deerfield?
You look great, as always, you post-racial power couple.
Doesn't this really go to show if you use that word, doesn't mean you're racist, and whatever.
Well, should we call Rock Hudson's boyfriend?
Although if you're banging a person of a different race, it doesn't mean that you're not racist either, necessarily. Like Thomas Jefferson.
That's a callback.
I don't think anything means anything.
Of course not. There's a little more to it than that.
A lot of concern about Meghan Markle's father dying and her not being able to FedEx a Christmas card.
Can't we just wait for it to happen and then deal with it?
I'm concerned for her and for Thomas Markle.
God, he's not dying, though.
He truly had two heart attacks right before the wedding. He almost died.
Wow.
Hello?
I haven't dialed yet. So I do have a slew of numbers here, but they're actually, it's not like I have low percentages on them. They all kind of circle around, come back to each other. So I do want to try all four. I'll try to roll through them.
Lee Garlington is Rock's true love. And he's lifting the lid on his whirlwind romance. Wait, a whirlwind romance. Not just a romance. It was a whirlwind romance.
Is this the one that stocked the pool?
I don't know.
And ordered the pool skimmers?
I don't think that's the guy.
And ordered the pool skimmers. You have to.
Yeah, the stack of pearl skimmers. It was higher than the house. Pictures of Hudson's in an antique box at home. But they only have one together.
Oh, God. Jeez.
Because we couldn't take any pictures together. It was too dangerous. We don't take pictures of each other.
Oh, that's sad.
They took some hot pictures of each other.
Now, Lee or Paul may answer.
The rumors are that he was gay, so I thought, let me get an eye on him.
Nice.
He stood outside the cottage, pretending to read Variety, which was probably upside down at the time. He walked out. Come on, article.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Lee. I was just calling about the story in the Daily Mail and seeing if you had a few minutes. Calling from the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. If you can call us back at the 248 number there. Thank you, sir. His agents told me he was never to have one of his boyfriends in a photo because if anyone saw it, they would suspect he was gay. He went to painstaking measures to conceal his sexual identity. Hudson did not have the opportunity to live his life the way he wanted to. I wish he'd been born 30 or 40 years later. He'd be more relaxed. Oh, he'd be just flowing up a storm.
He gave an interview to People, too, where he talked about their romantic romantic vacation to Mexico.
Hot.
Nice.
We walked on the beach and took pictures of each other with his camera and drove around in an open Jeep, nude. We lived the life of two normal gay men that loved each other. There were no paparazzi. No one knew we were there. We were just comfortable being us.
He married Paul Garlington. He took Paul Garlington's name.
Hi, this is Paul, and I'm not available, but my phone is 831-2...
It sounded like, hi, this is Rod, and this is what I sound like.
He did. You're right. Oh, full.
Well, that means it's him.
I'm going to call that one back because it seems like he might have given a second number on it.
The only picture they ever took together was in a bar in New Orleans. His agent told him he was never to have one of his boyfriends in a photo because if anyone saw it, they would suspect he was.
Should have just said, he's not my boyfriend. We're not boofing.
He's not my boyfriend.
I remember how handsome he was and what a great time we had together. He was the kindest man I ever met. Oh, that's an insult to Paul Garlington. He's kinder than Paul Garlington.
Until he met Paul.
That's not what he said.
It was only after Rock's death that Garlington learned from a biography that Hudson had called him his one true love. "I broke down and cried," said Garlington. He said his mother and I were the only people he ever loved. I had no idea I meant that much to him.
Girls!
I thought it was just a hole.
Oh, he said that?
No.
It's crazy.
Oh!
All right, so I'm pretty confident that numbers 1 and 3 are correct, but they're not answering.
Why won't girls answer? Is this girls?
Yeah.
Hi.
All right.
Man, balls.
Hopefully he calls back.
Who was the other number besides the Elton John fan?
The cousin of Colt.
Oh, yeah, Colt. Listen, why don't we call Colt's cousin?
Who spilled the beans that they're getting a spinoff show.
And he just completely blasted Larissa, who's from Brazil.
He did? Can we watch it? What episode?
It's the episode before the new one.
Oh, man, we're never going to find it. It's so hard to find the episodes.
If you just go, well, there's a half-hour pre-advance show.
Oh, Lord.
A pre-advance show?
The day before they run the first half hour, and then they have a two-hour show.
You don't have any on here, do you?
I don't.
What is with that?
What? It's impossible.
Colt.
Oh, I just zapped him. But wait, if you get it on demand, you probably get that episode. 90
Day Fiancé. Yeah, but there's like 30 versions of the show.
Well, they'd be on my recorder anyway.
90 Day Fiancé, what now?
No, it's
90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After, ?
It's just 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't you love to be the TV producer who comes up with all the different variations?
So no, this guy's, it's a gold mine.
Let's see, episodes.
Is that her?
Are we in season
The new
six?
Season, yeah. Foreign travel use. What?
Oh, here we go. Backed into a corner. Colton Larissa. The one before Argue that. In front of their friends?
It's the one before that.
Okay. No Way Out?
If it's 2 hours long, that's it. Yeah, that
86
2 hours
minutes. Long. I know, that's the problem with the show. It's too long.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's
long.
It.
Don't it's you find the show too long?
86 minutes because that's a 90-minute version. No, I don't. Because like the Russian couple, I can never get enough of them. The guy with the Russian chick, because he's such an asshole. He knocked up this chick in Maryland. She was just visiting to experience America. She's like 20 years old. Knocks her up. She goes back. I'm pregnant. And he's like, well, I always wanted a son because I didn't have a good relationship with my dad. So I guess we'll be together. And then she goes through 9 months of pregnancy. And then he shows up like the day of the birth. She has
Come
the kid.
On, baby.
And then he's like, oh my God, my son is so fabulous. He calls him my son all the time. And then he went to the U.S. Embassy, acted really important to him. I've got an appointment with the U.S. Embassy. Like he's some important diplomat. You know. And he gets the kid his visa and I guess, you know, his citizenship or something.
You need to fill out these
akin
documents.
To it. And then he's like, it's like, but it's going to take a long time to get yours, so maybe I'll just take him back to America.
Oh, he fenced her out?
He has no business taking care of anything.
What is wrong with you?
He couldn't take care of a 30-year-old. I mean, this guy is such a loser.
I'm pregnant.
I think he needs to grow up in America to have more opportunities, so I'm going to take him back. And she's just bawling.
Here's Colt and Larissa. I think they're fighting about something.
Well, at the party... They have a party, invite the cousin over, who gets in a huge fight with her, and she uninvites him to the wedding. Oh, this they're going to... They're going to look for wedding dresses.
Mom is just their taxi driver.
With the ring.
Ring.
I'm so happy.
Great.
To decide the things about the wedding.
Ugh,
and after the marriage, we moved to our own place without Debbie.
Aw.
Without Debbie.
I think that if she could find another place.
I take care of my mother. You knew these things coming in. It's not like you're surprised. Oh, here, by the way, here's my 66-year-old mother. You can't make me choose between you or my mother. That's not fair.
We found you're getting, wait, one though, bedroom.
You're supposed to be getting
lost.
Married yeah. to her.
If you,
right?
But he's married to his mother.
Well, marry your mom. I'm kind of, and I'm back on her side.
No? Well, go ahead to the yeah. to the party. If speed out of the party.
Oh, not, so there's not an argument.
You might
here?
Change sides.
She has a very sort of a shrill tone yeah. to her voice, which
Larissa?
Will not improve with time.
Oh no,
I predict.
And she is a beast.
Her attitude won't improve either. They steal the slot machine in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah. Great.
Well, it's from her her dead husband.
Just wondering.
Well, does it have to be in the kitchen?
I promise you, you will hate her after
no,
this scene.
No.
This is the mm-hmm. essence of Larissa. This me, is... that's all I care about.
What, mm-hmm. what party is this then?
Her... he's invited his cousin over and his wife.
Oh, just for a dinner
yeah, just
party.
For just to you know get to know Larissa a little bit.
Like, what do you have in your mind?
I think they've had some disagreements with her before.
Is this it?
Yeah, oh, this yeah. is it. There's a party. There's a party.
Oh, interesting.
Wow. Let me back it up. Hang on. It's on demand.
Great.
She stirs up shit right away.
Expecting you.
Colt's got some sweet bitch tits, man.
He does. He's got nice tits.
I don't like his behavior.
What?
I think that Debbie saying bad things about me to John.
Not true.
Because she wants Elias to
Debbie doesn't have a mean bone
be against
in her body.
Me.
Wait, his mom is very nice. She claims that Debbie is telling Colt's cousin that all these terrible things, but she's not like that. She's very sweet.
Mom is like 66. What does she fucking care anyway?
No, she doesn't. She's
I'm
ready
here.
To move out, actually.
Aw, that's a shame.
It's actually Colt that doesn't want her to move out.
And we both want you to come over and party with us.
Nice that's... grill.
Yes, yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
But if John wants to argue with me, I will defend it myself.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
what's
How's
going
it going?
On?
Smell the barbecue.
Yeah.
Hi.
How are you?
Can you say hi, baby?
Can you say hi?
Hi.
Hi, good to see you.
Hey,
guys. How are you?
Good. Colt
is
huge.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Wonderful. You look
great, too.
Hey, thanks for inviting us for a barbecue.
Yeah.
We're excited.
Get some chairs
get
up for you guys.
Each other.
When John
Why don't you just bury your cousin, Colt?
I thought say hello, but no, he don't talk to me at all.
Oh.
I think that he was completely rude.
Come on, you guys are going to play inside while we have grown-up time. Come on.
Hey, Larissa, you want to stay here? Right here?
Okay, come here.
I am concerned about this relationship. I don't think that they love
God,
each other.
God,
I don't think that they are good for each other. And I don't think she actually appreciates everything that he does for her.
Great.
I need to take this food in real fast.
Uh-oh.
So how is everything, guys?
Yeah, we're doing good. Larissa and I were looking at houses. Trying to figure out space, you know, living with Debbie and everything.
What's the plan with Aunt Debbie? I mean, is she going to live with you or?
Well, we're not sure yet. We're still trying to figure out the best situation for all three of us.
It's really complicated because it's Colt's mother. But living together is not easy, especially for a couple.
Why does she have an Italian accent?
Because
I thought she was from
I'd
Brazil.
More than happy for
Pretty
her.
Weird.
You say
half
now.
Half of my
you,
rent.
You,
oh, no. Not now.
After
not now. I say
week,
forever.
I bet my
she
life.
Come, she
bet
can come over
regret.
To my house. I think that she is more of a blessing than a burden at this point.
We have so many little issues that she make it
difficult.
The life a bit hard. For example,
what?
It's here. I just put it here. She came in there and changed
she came
everything.
There.
It's
everything.
Her house.
It's a
house.
Sacrifice on both sides for her and you to listen to each other, to work with each other.
Great.
Both of you got to let some things go if you're going to make it work out.
Who are you?
Okay.
Oh.
Why? I can't handle it. I don't have time. My life
you
was
have
hard.
To make time.
Nobody
she
tell
lives
me
here and pays
I
rent,
by
too,
myself.
Though, Larissa. Mm-hmm. You have to respect her.
I am concerned about Aunt Debbie, you know? She comes over and she says that she's hurting, but she wants her son to be happy. But she needs to tell him that that's not going to work, especially if they're willing to kick her out on the street. I mean, that's...
You take her.
He offered.
He offered to.
Oh, he did?
He wants a babysitter.
But no, I mean, these things are hard.
What do you want?
I want everyone just to calm down and enjoy the house that we live in, enjoy each other's company.
Because his life is not hard.
Oh. Well, hold on. That's something that you want, though, is some to calm down, to enjoy life, to work together? Or?
Yes. I mean, if you moved, obviously sucks. That would solve the problem of my mother and Larissa. But at the same time, my mother's 66 years old. She's disabled, getting older. I mean, she's the only fan I have.
And you
so.
Love your mother. I mean,
put her at home.
I
mean,
yeah.
Ooh, la, la.
So.
You know, I tell you a story. My mom, she always says something. That she always says, she says, nothing stays the same but your Aunt Debbie. And she said that my whole life. Mm. Aunt Debbie is true to the bone, true to the core, always will be. And my point is, Cole, I think that, you know, you owe her a bit of respect.
Great. Oh. You don't understand that Debbie is not the scent that you paint.
Sounds that Japan.
Regardless, this is her son. What I'm talking about is respecting her. Is respecting her.
It's about to blow up.
He's going to respect well. For his son. You have each other, don't you? You have each other. You have each other. What does she have?
Nobody will make me believe that just show because she's called to mother, she's alone to make my life a hell like she does.
How is your life hell? Oh. You have a man paying for you. Oh. Your man pays for everything. Your man pays for everything. Because you don't do a thing right now. And until you do and you understand respect, you're not actually going to understand the truth about Debbie or Colt or America at all. Because Colt obviously is infatuated with you. I wouldn't.
He loves both of you guys. And if you guys love him, you guys got to work this out so that he can have both of you in his life.
And that's a big-ass ring. So you should feel like a damn queen with a rock like that. But no, you take advantage. Hey, you know what? Half the shit I don't say, I just go with because he's a sweetheart and I love him.
When you don't say that, I would like to take advantage of Colt to just love. Because advantage, what?
Colt's
not millionaire. Colt having a car with no air conditioner. So what
she's
kind
stuck
of advantage
on the no air conditioning in the car.
Oh. Use his body? Maybe. It's the only advantage that I take.
Yeah. Use his body.
He likes bitch tits.
You better laugh.
Pretty soon,
him, dude,
I bet they'll all be swinging together. Just a big old fucking suck.
I love
suck.
Him. I want to
well,
respect
we'll
to
see,
him.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
It's like you get tossed out. Put my head down. Yeah. Someone control me. And who's using his life
wonderful,
to
wonderful,
affect me?
Wonderful. That bitch is for his money, period.
You like my boobies?
Doesn't everybody know that?
Yeah.
And understand that?
Pretty much.
I just didn't think he had a ton of money.
He doesn't.
No,
but he bought her a big ring, and she's pissed because he only wants to spend $1,000 on her wedding dress, and she doesn't like the reception hall. She doesn't like anything.
And no woman ever measured up to the love of my life. My
mother. Nope, she doesn't measure up to his
I
mother.
I drank my mommy's booby juice till I was 12 years old. Huge breast.
Debbie is an angel.
Well, should we call the cousin?
Yeah.
I like the way he popped off.
But he spilled the beans about their spinoff show.
Oh, wait, he's about to watch this.
Oh,
she goes,
no.
Nuts.
I just see her yelling from the top of the stairs.
Welcome to Vegas. That bitch is for his money, period.
Heads up.
You think about riches and glory and glam and all this other. You're lucky one because he deserves better. He deserves better. Stop it. Welcome to Vegas.
I will be
millionaire.
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Don't come in here screaming.
Good luck.
When I have my Jaguar.
My Jaguar. Sure.
Good luck.
Boy, Colt really added a lot to that argument.
I can't pretend anymore. It's just
he
fake.
Didn't say
it's
a word.
Oh, you sat there.
That's not true love. I'm sorry. That's just a lie. Love is enduring for the other. Love
you
is fighting for the other.
In my love? Wedding. Don't come to my wedding, okay? What do you think that you are? And everyone that's against me,
you're
not
fictitious.
My wedding, okay?
Get him out of
you
here.
Say today that's
mindset of love
nice arguing
is
in front of the kids.
Absolutely delusional and confusing. You don't know
who
what
is
love is, what respect is. You don't know what it is to have a marriage or a true, meaningful life.
I don't know what I can do. I can't really handle someone that is completely irrational and yells and screams. And
which
I wish everyone
would
just calm down and talk things through.
Don't come to my wedding. Don't come to my wedding.
No, I don't care to come to your wedding. I hope
the queen
that I'm working or something.
Queen.
I swear to God.
So,
she keeps referring to herself as the queen.
So did he uninvite himself before she uninvited him?
No, she uninvited him first.
I wish that
they all got along.
I wish that she.
That's all I wish.
I wish that Larissa loved him.
Right. Bye bye.
I believe in true love. I believe in actually, you know,
she
working
goes off
with a partner
on Debbie
and
next.
Growing.
Aww. I love you.
I love you too. Go home.
But no, that's.
This seems like a
that's
good dude.
Garbage. That's fake.
A little bit of a hothead, but.
Yeah. He standing up for his aunt, his cousin.
Now what?
I don't know what this is. Oh, God.
But Colt really loves her.
She was actually the first person I felt comfortable enough around to let eat out my butt.
That bitch from that bitch from Indonesia, she's all pissed because this guy lives in a small apartment. So she kicks his 19-year-old out. He wants her out. She wants her out, I mean. Mm-hmm. So she kicks her out. And she's pissed because he pays child support to his kids, for his kids. She wants him to stop paying child support.
Supposed to.
Oh, well. Yeah,
she says they don't do that in Indonesia, and she comes first.
Well, then go back to Indonesia.
She's threatened too many times. But for some reason, she doesn't seem to go.
Huh. A lot of drama in this show, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of drama. Well, there's some cultural differences.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Is this the fight? This looks like a really short clip.
Oh, this is the Russian? Oh, yeah, yeah, this is it. This is it. I think that's the Russian loser.
Oh, it's a promo?
Or the guy, the American loser with the Russian chick. You can just call the cousin. He'll start popping off right away.
That's coming up.
That's the Russian girl. She's hot.
She's hot.
She's really nice, too. She's an orphan, so she's totally loyal. Anybody who will give her any loyalty, she just clings to.
Is that guy in love with his own hair?
Yes,
I too
very,
am very
much.
Very wealthy. I'm also an orphan. My dad ran out on me when I was just a kid. All he left was a batch of hepatitis on the toilet seat.
He loves his hair. That's about the only thought that goes through his head.
How his hair looks?
Because there's nobody home.
He's probably looking in the mirror constantly.
Great guy.
I hope my son has such a great head of hair like me.
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
Where is this?
There's the daughter getting booted out. Dial up the cousin.
I don't have the number, do I?
You don't?
It's on the paper. It's on the story.
Looking for the story.
William Bo. Oh, no.
Did you give it to me?
Did you guys hear Robert Carmack got charged today?
Yeah.
Four indictments?
Fraud. They sold a property for $1 million.
I was surprised of John's reaction at the barbecue. I felt like things got really heated very quickly, and I knew John and had some reservations about Larissa, but I didn't think it would come down to actually yelling.
Heads up.
He is low energy, man.
I think Larissa might think I'm passive or I don't care.
Low
or
energy
weak
person.
Or something. Everyone was going crazy, so I figured one more crazy person probably wouldn't be the best solution.
Uh-oh. Here she comes. Here comes the queen.
Party's left.
Did you see what your mother did? She poisoned Dan. I told you that she would do it. Basically,
what?
Everyone in the cold fam is against me. I was hoping that we were going to be close off joining Leah, but it's not going to be happening.
You, that's all you
first
have.
Off, regardless if my mother poisoned their minds with bull or whatever, it doesn't matter. You come off as very rude.
I knew that your mother.
Doesn't matter. I don't
say about a lot of about me and I'm rude.
Hold
okay?
on a second. I don't care what they did. I don't care what they think from Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
You give them no reason not to think that you're a bitch or rude.
Oh.
You could be very nice. Oh, hey, how are you doing? Very open, but mm-hmm. you choose not to because you think their mind's already made up.
But
people
you think that
sick.
You'll be nice with people that your mother say a lot of about
cares?
Me?
But stop.
No matter what I do, they will
but
hate
stop.
Me?
Stop. Doesn't matter. You're not giving them a reason not to hate you, darling. Stop.
Darling. Uh-oh, heads up.
Have a meal with someone. Steady. Ask them how their day is.
No, I loved at my wedding. I'm sorry.
To herself?
I just wish that Colt could be a man and stand up by my side. I don't feel that Coty supported me and wants to protect me. Say that I want your money. If I want your money, I will marry a sugar daddy if I want money.
He doesn't fully understand the situation. He has these thoughts, you know, like, oh, Brazilian hot girl, money.
Not that hot.
It's our responsibility to show them that's not true.
But you want that I'm faking my emotion, pretend my emotion to make them feel comfortable. I think that someone made their heads against me, but I don't care. Nobody that is against me is all up to my wedding. It's done.
Is this the number
okay?
here?
Yeah.
All right, well.
Debbie, now you will know that you say a lot of against me. Okay, but I don't care.
Here comes Debbie.
Because she's blaming me for John. I don't even talk to John.
You never say nothing against me.
Don't blame me for John.
Listen.
You blame me enough for enough stuff. Don't blame me for John.
Cold. You both think the worst of each other. You both think you're the worst people. It's not true. None of it. You just go from zero to bitch in like 0.3 seconds.
What else did you wrong?
Calm down. What do you think you're doing now? You're yelling at everyone. You're mad. What are you doing wrong? Look at the mirror.
What are you doing wrong?
Listen.
Debbie.
Low
please, when
energy
I'm the same
person.
Place,
Debbie,
you don't slam the doors.
Debbie,
slam the doors.
You just go there to slam the door.
She didn't slam the door.
Yeah, she say, oh, you put it there. But you can do it, please. Don't slam the thing. It's really, really...
Larissa, calm down.
You can slam the door.
Larissa.
Let me show you. Slam the door, I'll show you.
Larissa.
That slam the door.
Like you always does.
I'm done.
Does?
I'm done.
Whoa.
I'm done.
Whoa.
Put your hands on me. I call the police.
I'm done with you.
Larissa, calm down.
I am so done.
Larissa,
she's
victim.
Like the third person who's
Larissa,
who's not even
down,
done, like not even halfway through their 90 days and already called the police. That must be the
Larissa,
thing people learn in. First thing they come
to
America is
like
call
that.
The police,
okay,
threaten to call the police.
Wrong.
Stop.
That's how you
no,
solve
stop.
Things.
Wow.
You're not perfect. Ooh. You're not an angel. I don't know what exactly is going
and
through
you're
your
not
mind.
That hot
you think everyone's against you all the time.
She must do things.
No, Debbie's
she's
not
pretty,
perfect. Debbie has problems.
I didn't think she
John
looks... Without her makeup, she's yikes.
You have problems. But you take
the Colts
offense.
Have slob.
You threaten people. I'm going to call the police.
God.
Use American laws against them.
Plus, listening
you don't
to
know what
him
that
talk,
means.
I
you don't even have a
driver car. So dreamweaver.
Okay, Colts, so take your ring. Okay? Marry the woman that you
want to
like.
She chucks the ring.
Oh, no!
She takes it back.
Get on a plane and go back to Brazil.
I am the victim of her.
I am the wrong.
See ya!
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet.
Lazy.
I got one more.
What's the percentage chance, Brandon?
100.
23.
Did you guys see the video of the Redskins safety beating the shit out of that guy in a road rage deal? I guess it's a road rage thing.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend beats the shit out of a girl.
I'm sorry, this mailbox is...
Wow.
Huh? Well, that's him. Okay. Say that number.
It's on TMZ today?
Yeah.
I mean, he just pummels.
Yeah.
Just beats... And I think there's a second guy come in he beats up too?
They're kind of like wrestling around in the middle of the street, and they start to get separated, and he just cold clocks him. The guy's body just goes, boom, no knees didn't
and then
buckle
he hits him when he's on the ground, too. Yeah. He's punching him more.
But it's his nasty. Girlfriend is also engaged in a fight
she
in the
same...
She broke
a bottle over some chick's head.
She was kind of the big problem in that thing.
Wow.
Lamar! There it is. There's the fight.
Get up! Lamar!
There it is, Paul.
See ya. And then he's on the ground.
Yeah.
Wow.
On the ground.
Pretty violent.
Huh. He's been placed on, not injured reserve, but another non-active list. Not cut, just not
you got knocked
list.
The fuck out, man!
I don't think cameras have been good for the NFL. Camera phones,
yes.
Not helping the NFL.
No.
And the Redskins, of course, signed the guy that beat up his girlfriend.
Yeah, Reuben Foster. So,
so
he'll be fine.
Why is the guy that beat up a dude in more trouble than the guy that beat up his girlfriend?
Because this is on camera.
Well, will they have the other one on camera eventually? Will TMZ get it?
Why is Kareem Hunt still not on a team?
Well, he beat up three people, didn't he?
Yeah.
Including a chick.
This guy beat up somebody.
That's a dude,
Joe
though.
Mixon beat up somebody.
That was a chick.
About the other day. Well,
beating up a chick and beating up a dude are two different things.
Maybe they're just in the wrong sport. You just need to segue to...
Oh, Greg Hardy's in
UFC.
UFC now.
Yeah.
That and Ray Rice has come back. He wants to help these individuals like Kareem Hunt. And
Kareem Hunt's probably like, can you not connect our names in a headline, please?
I would think Ray Rice would be more bummed out that he gets connected to Kareem Hunt, because here he's like, that was like 5 years ago I beat the shit out of that girl.
Yeah, and they're together still. They're married now.
He still claims, or she still claims, that that's the only time he ever hit her.
Wait, who's
in that elevator?
Who's the other guy that plays for the Chiefs?
Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill beat the shit out of his
girlfriend
in college, and now they're married with a kid, so it's fine. If you do it in college, it's totally fine. You just can't do it when you're a pro on camera.
Yeah, Gail King had an interview with Ray Rice and his wife about this incident and how he just wants to help everybody in the NFL now.
That's nice.
Good for you. Go away.
Did you see Carrie Underwood? It's not a sports podcast.
Yes.
But she does the Sunday Night Football song.
Yeah, which is
and
terrible.
It sucks. Nobody likes it.
It does, and really blows.
And somebody on Twitter, I guess, wait, was that on Bro Bible? Let me find that on Bro Bible.
It's everywhere.
Somebody on Twitter pointed out that the song sucked, and she responded to this person who immediately backs down like a weenie, but it was so dumb. Let's see.
She basically liked the other song she had for Sunday Night Football.
I say this as a Carrie Underwood fan and supporter. I'd rather listen to my parents have sex on a bed on styrofoam than listen to that song.
That's not what she said, is it? Is that the original one?
Wait. I love... I don't know.
Scissor.
She responded to somebody. Wait. She caught wind of the tweet. Wait. I love that NBC's been reading everyone's Collinsworth slide tweets because it means they've also been reading all the tweets about how much we hate the new Carrie Underwood song. Carrie Underwood tweets at her, "Hey, I know my music isn't for everyone, but I love what I do, and I love being part of Sunday Night Football on NBC. I'm one lucky lady. I also love women who build other women up." Just saying. What does that have to do with being a woman?
Such a cheap bullshit shot.
So the chick just backs down like a big baby. Oh, my God, wait, I love you. I just missed the old song.
This song sucks.
And she says, "Today, let's be positive. Let's be nice to each other. Let's do something nice for someone else. Smile at a stranger. It's the start of a new week. Today's precious. Don't waste it. Sending love and cheer to you all. Sorry that I just came on in my tweet about Chris Collinsworth slides. I didn't mean to upset Carrie or her fans, and I'm all about supporting women, too. I just miss waiting all day for Sunday night."
How weak. What?
I know. How dare Carrie Underwood suggest it's about women supporting women? Yeah, what the fuck is that?
If you're a feminist, you have to like everything every woman does, including Eileen Wuornos.
But why does everything become something that's an improper criticism?
It's dumb. And what, everybody has to like every song Carrie Underwood puts out?
Apparently,
she better go back to Oklahoma so she can get some sleep.
Right.
The only place she can sleep, she said.
I cannot believe Carrie Underwood would even answer something like that.
I know.
What? How thin is her skin? Maybe we should really tear her a new ass on
Pretty thin when she fell down the...
Stitches.
Yeah.
Like all of them. 100 of them.
She's hideous looking. You want to get annoyed about something else regarding the NFL?
What now?
Let's give you this story. Someone might want to cue up the Hulk theme. There it is, on top of your monitor.
Oh, I saw this.
Just read the comments on the back, her quotes. Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer claims that her war on the NFL is why nobody will play at halftime with Maroon 5.
Yeah, her super anti-Super Bowl stance.
She's claiming a victory?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
which, as far as I know, the Super Bowl's still happening.
And Maroon 5 did not back out, too. She said they should back out.
There's still going to be commercials ran, and the NFL's still going to make a shitload of money.
Did anybody ask Nickelback? I mean, because I think they'd do it, or...
Oh, I don't think so. It has to be somebody
black.
They
don't want them.
Doesn't have to be somebody black?
I don't know.
I mean, I think that's what they're trying to do. They've asked 8 performers. Everyone has turned them down or said they can't do it. Schumer took to social media.
I thought
with
it might be fun to see me throw.
No, not this again.
To speak out against sports reporters who've thrown shade her way over the calls for a boycott, and also to pat herself on the back. The snooty little digs about me and stories about the Super Bowl halftime talent is such a yawn.
By the way, you know what else is such a yawn? All your comments about this is such a yawn.
All out of touch white guys annoyed by me standing up for what I believe is right. How does she know they're all white? Are they really all white? I've done 2 Super Bowl commercials in the last couple of years, and I'm so stupid thinking my opinion would matter, right? Well, guess what? I may have made a difference. No one is stepping up to perform.
Well, I want to see what commercials were offered to her that she turned down for the Super Bowl.
She hasn't done a commercial since 2016, has she? Or 2015?
Yes, it's a Bud Light one.
How many fucking commercials? I don't even remember her commercial.
It was a Bud Light one.
Yeah, her and Seth Rogen.
I don't know who the hell she is. Maybe they wouldn't have anyway, but at least I tried to help and do what other people are too greedy or afraid to. What? Would you do that to stand up for people of color? I may have made an impact. You can write about sports and be the best at it, but what have you done to help the marginalized or underrepresented?
So it's really not about the marginalized or underrepresented. It's about what Amy Schumer has done to help them.
I will continue.
The hero.
I will continue doing everything I can, even with all the snide little white sports reporters making cutting remarks. Who is she talking about? Who's been? What reporters are even writing about
No
her?
Idea. No idea.
Is she talking about Twitter weasels?
Probably. No idea.
Sports writers are kind of weenies. I mean, don't they go with the flow?
Yeah,
they
most
really,
of them do.
Most of them will not even dare to take on an Amy Schumer because, oh my God, they'll be in trouble with the NFL players.
Yeah, you're right.
So I don't know what she's talking about.
She's talking about herself. She's taking a victory lap for herself.
She's lumbering through a victory lap.
Trudy, she's a woman.
What? I'm sorry.
You're supposed to support her. Didn't Carrie Underwood teach you that?
No.
She looked so beautiful in that picture of her pregnant lying on the couch with no makeup. Oh, my God. Oh, gross.
She'll probably show her birth on Twitter.
Oh.
Well, the only time she'll show her birth on Twitter, but just the part where she shits. Sometimes that happens.
I was quite surprised.
I'm going to throw up now thinking about it.
Gross! I was quite surprised she put that picture up, honestly.
Why?
It wasn't flattering at all.
That's what she does, though.
That smells awful. Now I'm going to throw up.
The idea is that this is who she is. Everybody's beautiful. She doesn't care.
Okay.
She used to care, though, when she wore those tiny little dresses and...
Whatever. She can do whatever she wants. I don't care. I don't have to like it either, though.
Wait. Patrick just sent me a picture of Rachel McAdams. What the fuck is that?
Is that the one with the pump?
Oh, her designer breast pump.
She's pumping milk out of her boobs?
Yeah. Does she have a designer
like Versace.
Breast pump?
Versace.
Wait.
On both sides at once?
Does she have a baby, I assume?
We have a Spectra, in case you're wondering.
Oh, hey.
We don't have a Versace.
No, does Rachel McAdams, does she have a baby? Apparently.
No, she just likes, you know.
It's pumping her boobs.
She's pumping her tits because it feels so good.
Why would she put a picture out like that? The bottles are attached to her boobs.
When you were a baby, she made you personalized titty cocktail.
Oh, 2 baby bottles attached to her nipples makes the picture.
Have you never seen a breast pump before, Drew?
No, but do women take pictures with breast pumps and put them out on social media?
Well, if you're Rachel McAdams, sure.
Not ordinarily. Well, no.
She's all made up. She's. I don't know. Is that something? Am I missing? Is this commonplace to take this picture?
I don't think so, but not all of us are Rachel McAdams.
Is that a turn on? What's the point? I don't know what the point is.
Show what a fashionable, powerful mother she is.
Yeah, and I don't know. Are they going to sell a line of that from Versace?
Maybe she's doing an influencer thing there.
Once again, you know what would be really ballsy of her? If she took that picture mixing up a bottle of formula. That would take way more balls than showing that she pumps and breastfeeds.
Yes. Okay.
Because, you know, no, you're never allowed to use
but
formula.
But, Trudy, you might be onto something because there was a big report out today that says that all those people on Instagram, they've been making fake,
yeah,
false sponsored content because it makes you look cool to, you know, to have ads.
What?
So people are faking sponsored content, you know. Who knows?
You want to
fake some sponsored content?
Fox 2 at 6 o'clock has Jim Fouts addressing the controversy.
Oh,
why
Fox
is it controversy?
2 does?
Because he's pretending though that's not him on the tape. Is that the controversy? Or
you
is
can
the
do
controversy?
It by Adobe software.
And again, it's fake news, he says.
It was not. If we don't have Fox 2 at 6, I know we have Channel 4 at 6.
Well, no, that was not me on the tape. Well, that was a manufactured, engineered tape by, you can do it by Adobe software.
How many times is that going to happen to him, though?
I know. Till they take him down.
No, but...
It's like I've been raped. It's like I've been accosted.
As opposed to you on a regular basis, how many times has somebody gotten a fake recording of you? Jim Fouts.
I know. It is weird that the same person picks on him over and over and over.
What the hell?
Almost without taking a breath about how Warren has improved with him as mayor, him at the helm. But he also says that the tape is basically the latest episode from some election year troublemakers. We decided, though, we had to start with the obvious question. Is that you on that tape?
No, it's more of the same, and shame on individuals who would dare to do something like that during the Christmas season.
The mayor pointed to his plans to make a massive new downtown connecting the GM Tech Center to City Hall.
Question number two,
and
what happened to your hair?
And also build a new second Civic Center. Of the tape.
What the fuck?
They are electronic graffiti artists that make up phony, manipulated, manufactured, and or out of context tapes just to destroy the spirit of Christmas.
When you say out of context, what would be in context for what was in that particular...
Well, yeah, I don't know. I heard it, and the tape, to me, sounds disjointed.
Warren is, in fact, headed into an election year, and the mayor will likely have opposition, and that's where he believes these tapes are coming from. Warren residents have differing opinions about the tapes and the mayor himself.
Honestly, I would like to see him out of there. You know, like, you shouldn't be, you know, as an elected official, you shouldn't be seeing any of that.
Oh, I absolutely love him. I mean, he's been good for
like
the city.
You.
Yeah, he's done, you know, there's some controversial stuff that he says and does, but overall, he's kept the jobs here.
He's all right. Yeah, he's all right.
So he didn't like you either.
That guy likes him?
Yeah, I'll be voting for him. Yeah.
It bothers me because I don't know if they're true or not.
Uh-huh. And, you don't know if they're true or not.
I wouldn't want to be in his shoes if he's the one that's actually saying those things because it isn't right.
I would have expected that guy to just be for him.
Now, the mayor's quick to point out that he commissioned a job approval study this past fall, back in September, October, and he says that they came back with a 76% approval rating.
You commissioned
which gives
it.
You the impression that he believes he has a very good shot at winning re-election. Reporting live in Warren.
Wait,
Warren,
he commissioned it.
Well, tapes are helping
positive.
Him, apparently.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Why?
No, that was not me on the tape.
I give him credit for making it about the Christmas season and not about him.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I mean, these people are, it's part of the war on Christmas.
Anything that happens before the holidays is worse because it's before the holidays. It would only happen in January. It'd be okay.
But that'd be after the holiday season.
I know.
And that's right before Valentine's Day.
Is it really that much worse? Because in a way, you have time for the holidays. You don't have to scurry around and
hide.
Plus, you got plenty of time for the holidays.
What about the kids?
Children.
Like, if you don't sell enough cars, they're not going to have a Christmas.
No. I hope things pick up from this.
Somebody please think of the children.
I know. This time more than any other time of the year. Seriously.
Somebody sent me an email and said that Maz sloughed him off on a lackey when he was going to buy a car from him.
Oh.
What?
Yes.
Wait. Did he say when?
I think it was on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I know about this. He was very upset last Tuesday because he had to give up a sale to do the podcast.
Oh.
And I said,
well, you should have given up the podcast.
I said, that's what I told him.
You should have.
That's exactly what I told him.
I'm kind of blown away that he did that.
You going to call him and ask him?
Maybe tomorrow. It is a slow time of year. Well, the guy that got sloughed off was willing to take a call too.
Damn it! Tom
he
says
liked
that
the guy he sold him the car. He said everything.
Was it
was
a guy?
Good.
I thought he passed it on to Stacy, who I got my car from.
Maybe it was Stacy. I don't know. Yeah. He was very happy.
I don't give
with the
a
service.
Damn.
He probably got better service. Oh, is that Elric?
M.
Do you want a story?
Yeah, well, I wanted to see what they did with Fauci. Did he talk to Fauci?
No, he's on the Carmack story.
Geez, I'm sorry.
He's on the Carmack beat.
Oh, even better.
Charlie. The other Charlie.
Maybe Charlie will ask him about that hairline.
That is bizarre. Yeah. I mean, something is going on there. The hell happened?
He can still grow lots of hair, but only on half of his head.
Oh, here we go. This is going to be great. Langdon's going to do a hell of a job.
You got to make sure he's going to be okay. They say he's going to be okay. So tomorrow we expect to see Bob Carmack arraigned,
Fonsett, and a 35.
And this thing on its way to a judge to decide whether or not there's enough evidence to go to trial.
The next chapter in the story.
Speaking of piece of garbage, that's it. Ratties, Carmack's
attorney. The mayor warned back in the hot seat tonight.
He's on No Bullshit News.
Secret recording. He can allegedly be heard making offensive slurs. The mayor claims it's not him. Box 2's Charlie Langton with details.
Another audio tape surfaced that allegedly has Warren Mayor Jim Fouts calling a homosexual a derogatory name.
It's personal to me, just like being a... It's personal to somebody. Being fat is personal to somebody. Being
he doesn't have an afro in that picture.
Dimwit is personal to somebody.
Right.
Well, they're not real. Is that what you're saying?
They're not me.
Not your voice.
They're not my voice.
You wouldn't use those words.
Not aware that I would use those words.
The newest tape released Tuesday by the online publication Deadline Detroit. That sounds like you, doesn't it?
Explain it for him.
It sounds like a manipulated, manufactured effort at utilizing my voice for...
Almost 2 years ago to the day, it is alleged that the mayor made derogatory comments on tape about the handicapped and then again about women and African Americans.
The other tape, same thing. You didn't...
Well,
there's not you.
It's all about the same thing. Obviously, it's the same people, but I ask your viewers,
how do you know that?
What kind of people
maybe you
pick the
out.
Christmas season just a few days
you
before
know
Christmas?
Who these people are?
I have no idea.
In this newest recording,
man,
Deadline Detroit believes
heavy.
That Fouts was complaining to the media that revealing his true age was like being raped.
That is personal to me. It is very, it's like I've been raped. It's like I've been accosted.
How old are you?
I'm 76.
So there was a story is done, right?
Right. I guess the story is done. For Chad, it'll never be done.
The Chad is Chad Sawuski of Deadline Detroit, who broke the story and who told this to Fox 2. The recording was supplied to me by a former city employee. I don't know the motivations involved, other than that the person wanted to make public the mayor's controversial comments on the tape. If the mayor wants to take a kill-the-messenger approach in his response, so be it.
Think there's going to be some more tapes under your tree?
I'm guessing that... these people do not have a life. They don't believe in Christmas. They don't believe in doing good.
He doesn't have any
and all
gray
they believe
either.
Is in doing
do Christmas,
negative
Dick.
Things in order to enlighten their cold heart.
Ann Warren, Charlie Langton, Fox 2 News.
Wow.
Their cold
weird.
Heart. What about yours?
So
why is everybody locked up?
Why does
cages?
No one ever comment that, by all accounts, it's him. It's him on the tape. There doesn't seem to be. Why don't they take it to one of these audio experts who would then say, yeah. There's nothing doctored about this tape. This is the person I hear on this other tape.
I really wish somebody...
Isn't that pretty simple?
Don't you wish a reporter would challenge him a little harder on that?
Yeah.
He's like, it doesn't sound like me on the tape. And just say, yeah, it does. Sounds exactly like you. Well, there you can hear where it's edited. No, I can't. Where? Show us how it did it.
Well, yeah, but...
And yet he's positive it's the same people.
Didn't he also...
Well, it's the same person who recorded it.
Didn't he also say he didn't think he said words?
Yeah, he's not
like
aware
that.
Of him saying that.
He's not aware?
No, that was not me on the tape.
Oh, boy.
It's a joke, and nothing's going to happen to him.
No. I'm just surprised that... Because I see a zillion protesters for other things, I expect that there would be more... I guess, is it so local, and is Warren so small that no one cares?
Probably.
It's the biggest city next to Detroit. In this
that's what I mean. I'm
well,
just,
you're not looking at the good things he's done. Yeah.
I would just think you'd see some big effort made, a recall or a giant protest
no,
in front of his office.
His constituents
or,
love him. And
yeah,
that's
I'm
really all that matters.
This story doesn't exist just in Warren. Everyone knows about this story. This story, I believe, I don't know how national
it's not like they're having
is.
Drag queens read to kids. I mean... That outside group's more
wouldn't you think
than
there'd
that.
Be? Wouldn't you think there'd be
yes,
more
I
response
would.
Than this?
I would. But nothing's going to happen to him.
Their support for him is that he brings jobs. And didn't he just lose one of the
GM
General Motors plants?
Yeah.
He's very pissed about it, too. His response to that was good, and that's why people like him.
There's another GM plant they're announcing is in trouble, too.
Uh-oh. Which one?
I think it's... it was just today, actually. I think it was on the new news.
Maybe Elon can take it over.
Elon Musk.
Mayor Fouts, by the way, on December 12th, wished Frank Sinatra a happy birthday.
Oh, good. Oh, is that his Twitter?
Happy birthday today to the greatest singer of the 20th century, Frank Sinatra. My mother was a fan of Sinatra, and she passed her love of Sinatra on to me.
Happy birthday to him.
Over the years, I went to see Frank at Pine Knob. Oh, now he's making it about himself. Ooh. Pine Knob Premier Center in Sterling Heights, Fox Theater, Joe Louis Arena, for the Rat Pack reunion in about 89 or so? Question mark.
Oh, the concert with Dean and Liza?
I don't know.
Ronstown is where GM is laying off.
Okay.
50 workers.
Yikes. Oh, 50? It's not very many.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
at their battery plant for
unless
Volt.
You're one of them.
Oh, here's another post from Fouts. Christmas programming update for Warren Cable. We are now currently running Christmas programs for the 1950s and 60s for your enjoyment.
Oh, Mass is probably all over it.
I feel like this. Going,
oh my God, this is great.
I feel like it's more for Fouts' enjoyment.
Probably
some Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis programming as well. One concern is Dean Martin, since Dean Martin made the Christmas song "Baby, It's Cold Outside," which most people have enjoyed as a wonderful Christmas classic.
Oh.
I think it goes back decades. However, many stations are now banning the playing of that song because they have decided that it is a rape assault song. Dean Martin's daughter is outraged about this controversy and said she will continue singing it.
Okay. Ooh.
She describes it as a sweet, flirty, fun holiday song that has been around since 1959. Some even want to ban Dean Martin as pro-rapist.
Well,
who was trying to ban Dean Martin? Who was pro-rapist?
First of all, he's dead. He's been dead for 15 years, hasn't he?
Some people were mad about his Chinaman song.
And Mr. Chinaman say it is Chinaman.
Fouts loves this song. She says, this is crazy. She says, this is madness, and we've gone insane now. Some also want to ban Dean Martin songs as well, and maybe Rat Pack songs, too. What do you think? Is this political correctness gone wild?
Shut up, Fouts.
Or is this a legitimate issue?
Good God.
How do we even know he wrote this? This could have been done with someone logging in. And
yeah, Adobe Selling Affair.
Putting his words together.
Let's ban the Rat Pack. It's time to ban the Rat Pack.
Well, they have a slew of racists.
Is there a Rat Pack member alive? Is Joey Bishop alive?
No. Joey.
Okay. Bishop. Well, does the Rat Pack really care Dean, if they're banned? Where are they going to be banned from?
Oh, Liza's still alive.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, she's not in the Rat Pack.
Who's in the Rat Pack?
Chicks in the Rat Pack.
Let's check out this trailer.
All your favorite once acceptable hits like Drunk Old Engine.
The Drunk Old Engine squat name's Teepee. Buy a water keeping him warm.
Jewish nose.
She's got a big, beautiful Jewish nose, and it's there 2 minutes early wherever she goes.
Dean Martin singing Chinaman's Chants. Him.
And Mr. Chinaman say it is Chinaman way. A ding a ling a ching a chong a ching a chong choo.
Phew, stinky Frenchmen.
Paris is lovely and Nice sure is nice. And Marseille is charming with champagne on ice. But you stinky Frenchmen haven't a clue. You stinky Frenchmen, frog you.
Hey there, Fruity.
Hey there, Fruity, you can do my hair. Hey there, Fruity, don't touch me down there. Hey there, Fruity, you're dead and I don't approve.
Oh my God, he's brilliant.
Joey Bishop was the last to die.
Okay.
It's Peter Lawford, Frank Sinatra, Dean and Sammy.
11 years ago.
Wait, Dean, Sammy, Frank, Joey.
Peter Lawford.
And Peter Lawford, yeah.
Dead at the age of who the fuck cares.
All right, get us out of here, Brandon.
You got it.
What, one more show to go before the holidays? I feel the year's crawling to an end.
That's because people are out there trying to ruin the holiday season by putting fake tapes of Mayor Jim Fouts out.
That And the news cycle gets full of, you know, the best of 2018 stuff. And
great. Or immemorial shows like...
Oh, right.
Robin Roberts hosted. Oh, we got to play that song that I searched high and low for today.
Oh, no. My God, you spent...
At the end, yeah.
Played at the end. The No Bullshit News Network, American Coney Island, Luke Nowacki, and we're even allowed to say that we're involved in buying lunch for anyone wearing a badge.
Nice.
Or first responders, police, fire, EMS, American Coney Island, Michigan and Lafayette, Saturday from noon to 3. It's really nice. I hope they get a good turnout for that.
That sounds delicious.
And let's see, what else? Oh, well, like us on Facebook, my Christmas present, 20,000 likes for Christmas. I think we're getting close.
All right.
Oh, is it going to happen?
Good night.
Christmas
19,
miracle?
19,670 today. So maybe we're higher now. And rate us on Facebook and rate us on iTunes and just love us.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
Why not? And also, the Drew and Mike store is open. There are some additional items. They may not arrive by Christmas. Joey's shipping them almost as soon as they come in.
Dropped off a bunch today, yeah.
Yeah. So there. So we'll see you tomorrow. And we'll leave you with a little Sled Zeppelin.
Kind of.
Kind of like Sled Zeppelin.
It's a Zeppelin tune.
Through space, leaving the North Pole. He will be traveling through the fireplace to bring toys to your home. Yells ho 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 beneath the winter moon on the midnight clear.